That wasn't one word, but I'll let you off. Matt Chorley, editor of the Times Red Box. Thank you so much. If you don't get his Times Red Box updates in your emails every morning, you're crazy. He's absolutely superb. Great summary of what's going on in that day's news. Coming up, John Holmes will be here to take you through the afternoon. Usual Nonsense is my guest, but it's brilliant Usual Nonsense. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did. From their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention 30 quid cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters starts tonight, 10 p.m.
Think you can spot a great deal? Then get down to the big spot sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer. Hit the sweet spot with amazing offers on approved used Vauxhalls, including the award-winning Astra and the extraordinary Mocha X, all with spot-on extras, like 1 year's roadside assist and 1 year's warranty. The big spot sale from Network Q at your local Vauxhall retailer between the 20th and 30th of October. Down spot. Offers available on selected models at participating retailers.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
And that's the longest on-off-air conversation anyone's ever had. Right, good afternoon. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio. It is a Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. And Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour MPs suspended half of women victims of sexual harassment. And find out who Lord Sugar backs as PM.
Talk Radio.
A Labour MP has been suspended from the party as an investigation takes place into his behaviour. Homophobic comments made by Jared O'Mara 15 years ago emerged on Monday, but other alleged offence remarks have since come to light. Paul Staines, a writer for the political blog Guido Fawkes, has told Talk Radio the decision to suspend him comes after widespread calls for him to go.
His attitude towards women in particular just really annoys the Labour MPs and the sisterhood. I mean, last night you had Lucy Powell, who is a centrist and you had Lisa Nandy, who's on the left of the party. So both wings of the party joining Vince Cable from the Lib Dems yesterday, and obviously a rake of Tory MPs saying he should go.
A new poll suggests half of British women have been sexually harassed. A third say the harassment happened while at work. A convicted murderer has admitted trying to kill a dog walker in Dundee while he was on home leave from prison. Robert McIntosh attacked Linda McDonald in August after being locked up for 15 years in 2002. Her skull was fractured in two places and she sustained other wounds trying to defend herself. Theresa May says she's confident leave negotiations with the EU will be completed in time for Parliament to vote on the deal. Brexit Secretary David Davis said earlier the Commons might not get a say until after the UK has left in March 2019. And Lord Sugar has told Talk Radio who he backs for Prime Minister.
If I had to vote for somebody, it would have to be Theresa May if she's still around in 2022.
The Apprentice boss famously resigned as a Labour peer in 2015 in protest at the party's shift to the left of politics. He says it would be idiotic if the Tories tried to get rid of Theresa May as leader.
There's no reason why she won't be. I mean, the point is that unless there's a revolt in the Conservative Party and she's ousted, I think it would be very stupid of the Conservative Party to allow an election until, you know, 5 years' time.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Now, I saw you in the office earlier.
Yeah.
I didn't really get much chance to speak to you, but I saw you in the office.
Mm.
And I thought, she's glammed up today.
Really?
What's Victoria glammed up for? And then you come in here, and I concur with my own view. You are glam. You have glammed. If you were a tent, you'd be glamping.
Oh,
why have you got lipstick on?
It's
of
not
that bright hue.
It's red.
And also, well, it's, yeah, but it's quite standout. And you're also wearing a well, I don't know what it is. It's
you
a
look
kind
like
of
you're dressed up for an award ceremony that isn't that prestigious.
Yes.
Oh. I guess that's a compliment. It's a black faux fur jacket.
Yeah. But you're wearing a coat indoors.
Because it's cold in the office.
Well, it's boiling in here.
Yeah, but
but I think you're wearing it because you think it looks cool and fashionable.
Mm. Well, that's why I bought the jacket.
Yeah, but it's new, isn't it?
Yeah.
I could tell because you haven't taken it off. And I think you're just wearing it because it looks sort of cool
well,
and fashionable.
Well, actually, earlier I did take it off.
Oh.
And I probably will in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you look like you're starting, you know, you're I don't know. There's something about your today that look that is different. I don't know what it is. Is it
I
lipstick?
Haven't got, yeah, I've got red lipstick on, and it's not because I'm drinking red wine at work.
Well, after yesterday's conversation, and sort of the advice was, Victoria did ask, did she not? How do I deal with red wine lips? It's a giveaway,
yeah.
And someone said, well, red lipstick would just cover it up. And today, a bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Oh, you can draw those parallels. It's
yeah.
Just new lipstick.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I wear it. It's just not very often.
What?
Yeah, anyway, you look okay.
Thanks. Here's Victoria there. She's got the news all day. Later, she's going to be here around 3:30 with her bonus news. And today we are talking
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news, that's right. It's happening in the world of vegetables. Victoria will have all those details for you at around 3:30 this afternoon. Meanwhile, however, she is duty-bound to bring us the weather, the national weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So dry and bright for most today, windy in Scotland and some showers in the northwest, highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. And now here's
Ian Williams
with the pre-recorded support.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Claude Puel looks like he could be the next Leicester City manager. It's understood the Frenchman is in advanced negotiations to replace Craig Shakespeare, who was sacked last week. Slaven Bilic insists he won't walk away from West Ham as he faces a huge match against Tottenham in the League Cup tonight, a game you can hear live on TalkSport. It's reported Bilic has two games to save his job, but insists he won't be distracted by the speculation.
Look, I told you a few times that all that I can do and all that I want to do, and basically all that I'm doing, is being totally focused and determined on my next game, on my next training.
Mitre told TalkSport that preference is a subjective matter After Pep Guardiola's complaints about the ball used in last night's League Cup games, they say the overall entertainment provided would suggest there's nothing wrong with it. And England all-rounder Moeen Ali says he's likely to stay at Worcestershire for the rest of his career after signing a new five-year contract. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Now, as a warning to regular listeners, what you do need to know about today's show is that Victoria here it has maybe gone lunchless. She normally functions at all when food is in her, but today, due to a bad planning, she is slightly lunchless.
It's not bad planning. Exceptional planning. Oh. I made a stir fry at home. It took me about 20 minutes to cook the rice, do the veg.
To bring it in.
Took even longer. And then I was like, oh, because I started work early today.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, I'm really hungry. I'm going to go early for the lunch. Probably I'll need a second one later, but I'll come to that later.
Yeah.
And then I heat it up in the microwave. Yeah. Have to go to great lengths to even find cutlery in this building, which is a separate issue.
It is separate.
And then barely get out the kitchen, fall over, it goes everywhere on the floor.
Did you not scrape it up? 3-second rule.
I mean, the floor is so disgusting here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, there's an angry Victoria with us today then, because lunch is on the floor.
It's now in the bin.
So if anybody would like to send Victoria pizza, now is the time. Vegetarian pizza.
With no cheese or vegan cheese.
Oh, God.
I'm really fussy and horrible.
All right, that's not even a pizza. Forget Victoria, send us a pizza.
Yeah.
Talk Radio, the Radio London. Right, 7 minutes past one, we're going to bring you a Wednesday programme. Talk Radio.
Hey, Minions, I've got great news. Hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa.
Ooh, la, la. We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana.
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
The Cornelius Show. Femi inappropriate trigger assumptive consent.
Are you a hacker?
I'm not a restaurant.
Both at work and out and about.
I order you to turn that back on.
In my bedroom.
Okay, fine.
Fully clothed.
The Dark Overlord.
An embarrassment
of Toby Gillies.
Someone, you know, just blowing a load of beans into my mouth.
I don't know, I was adopted. Statistically speaking, put a number on it. How many yoghurt?
40,000 for me.
You don't have that authority. Or any authority.
Yeah, that's fair. Get on your knees. But is it time to say...
Does Theresa May have tattoos?
Is that anything to do with the weather?
All done now. Good.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey of twist of my fabric of nature.
So Jared O'Mara, the Labour MP, right? As of this morning, has had the whip withdrawn. This is the MP, of course, embroiled in this latest kind of scandal of things he wrote back in the day online that are rather unpalatable. But he's had the whip withdrawn. Although, if I'm honest, the fact that it was up there in the first place is surely testament to the depth of depravity to which he is prepared to sink. Hello then, hello. Welcome to Talk Radio, dans l'afternoon. Where higher than expected growth in listening figures has led to a rise in the rate of interest in this show today. I can tell you that for news. I can say that with confidence, actually. Some bloke I met at Metallica's gig in London last night said he'd never heard of Talk Radio. And that is, in the main, due to Talk Radio's highly effective marketing campaign. But he said he was very interested and said he'd definitely listen today. So, hello, Dark Throne. Fairly sure that's not his real name or his heavy metal name. Yesterday, you were called Dark Overlord, Cornelius.
Still
actually,
am. Weren't still I? Am. For some reason, still the yeah. Dark Overlord.
Although Victoria had another name for you.
Pudgy Boy.
Yeah, that was it. Anyway, welcome indeed to Dark Throne, Dark Overlord, Pudgy Boy, whoever and whoever is listening, and of course you, the regular listener, and any new listeners that we do have, welcome along. Welcome along to Talk Radio. A little bit different to your other radio stations in the afternoon, but we find that to be a good thing. And with Metallica in mind, as we exit not light, but exit lunchtime, and enter not night, but enter the afternoon instead. And we recommend you listen with one eye open, gripping your radio tight, as we bring you all the news-based entertainment you could possibly want between now and 4 o'clock on the day that Tory MP Chris Heaton-Harris comes under fire for sending a letter to universities asking for details of Brexit courses. And so lecturers have now come out and said that is a sinister attempt to censor academic free speech. Very much in the news today, that. The MP in question has now said it was research for a book. So that's probably true then. Just like, you know, 15 years ago when the Who guitarist Pete Townshend was caught paying for child pornography online. And said much the same thing. Although that book has... I haven't seen that book yet, but anyway, but, you know, but he's probably still working on it. So. Anyway, hello, I'm John Holmes, welcome along. And shall we, like moth to a flame, seek and destroy your Wednesday afternoon as if nothing else matters? Metallica there. Right, here's what's on the way then. You get headline hijack. That's what. A made-up news story in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Victoria is the proud owner and indeed operator of This Mouth.
This Mouth?
This Mouth.
This Mouth?
That's the one. It will contain, her mouth will contain the news. It will also contain a made-up lie. We'd like you to supply it. Broadcast it to the nation as fact at 2 o'clock in the bulletin. That's what it is. That is Headline Hijack. Get in touch, get involved, get on it. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The lines are open for today's Headline Hijack. Through the papers, it's today's diversity paper review. We go through the papers, but each day we do it with a different diversity. Mark is back with us today, and he is brown. We're going to be talking the man from Dubai who touched a hip by accident. He's landed back in the UK this morning. We're going to be talking the JFK assassination files that are going to be released tomorrow. We're going to be talking about a foreign story with Talk Radio's foreign correspondent. We are bringing you work experience punditry, reviews done by our work experience. Today, Alex is in. And we are rounding up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. There's the big debate at 3. Other stuff. And, of course, towards the end of the programme, a game of Dead or Alive. It's Wednesday. It's our Wednesday quiz. A list of things, but are they dead or alive? Try to figure it out. If you want to play, you can. You can play if you like. Well, there are no prizes or anything. It's not a competition, but you can have a go on it. Here's the number, 0344-499-1000. 0344-499-1000. If you call Marta, we'll answer the phone. There's also the news in haikus on the way. All your reactions this afternoon as well. Marta, then. Marta's working on the show today. She's going to be answering the phone if you ring her up. Why not give her the traditional Spanish greeting of patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas. Close on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
All right. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yes, John. And paid intern Cornelius is here.
Happy World Pasta Day, John.
Is it?
Yeah, hashtag World Pasta Day. Right. Happy World Pasta Day.
Well done. And what do we do to celebrate that, eh?
I don't know. For me, I always consider it as World Polio Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's right. The day after World Polio Day.
Yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a duchy on the left-hand side.
Is that a type of pasta?
A duchy on the left-hand side.
Pasta duchy on the...
left-hand side. So we go. Welcome along, then. Let's do you a Wednesday programme. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoon. And we're going to start with some music. You know as well as I do by now, if you're a regular listener, that we use a tune. Little sort of lunchtime fun for you to get you into the first big story we will be discussing in some detail. The clues as to what that story might be are hidden in the song. The song they're hidden in today is this. Does that and how does that link to today's big story? Cornelius has been trying to figure it out in the studio. You've been trying to figure it out at home. Cornelius, what do you reckon?
Easy.
Huey Lewis and the news. It's hip to be square.
Yes. That fella.
Yes.
Who touched the fella's hip in Dubai.
Yes.
He's back on Scottish soil.
Yep.
That's the story.
Actually,
because of hip, the word hip.
Oh, actually. You've hit that head.
He essentially caressed a man's hip, wasn't it? Or was it...
He accidentally touched a man's hip, yeah, and he got sentenced to prison. You're absolutely right. It is that story.
Yeah.
Because he's back. So we're going to be talking about that, about the case, about what happened. But the reason I picked this song is because it was Huey Lewis and the news, and the man is in the news. I didn't really... The hip thing's just a coincidence, actually.
Well, then we could play this song every day, because we always talk about the news at this point.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, then. We're talking about the man in the news. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Why? Here's why. It's hip to be. So we'll be doing it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. The man from Dubai, he's back, as Cornelius said, on Scottish soil. But what are the intricacies of that case? He's been pardoned by the Emirate of Dubai. But Dubai law is, corrupt at best. We're going to be talking to someone who's actually been in a Dubai prison and knows what he's talking about next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
At TalkTalk, we're tearing up the rule book. We've decided to bring our Black Friday sale forward to, well, now. Don't miss out on over 25% off our unlimited fast broadband. Only available for a limited time. It's just £19.95 a month, including line rental, with no setup fee. You'll save an unbelievable £268 versus BT over 18 months. Don't wait for Black Friday. In fact, with our totally unlimited fast broadband, you don't have to wait at all. Hurry, sale ends 2nd of November. Search TalkTalk Black Friday today. Contract and conditions apply. TalkTalk for everyone.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
Hi, I'm an African elephant, and I'm getting on a bit, but hey, I've been grey and wrinkly my whole life. I think I look rather distinguished. My eyesight changing, now that's the tough part, especially when you keep confusing a hippo for your wife. I've tried glasses, but they slip down my trunk. I just want them to stay put, and for my wife to take me back.
Time to try varifocal contact lenses. Pop into Specsavers for a free trial. Current prescription required, subject to suitability and availability. See in store for conditions.
Win up to £17,000 of kitchen and appliances. Now I've got your attention, let me tell you a little bit more. Juicen have teamed up with Quest to give away a kitchen up to the value of £17,000, including a choice of appliances. Nice. Entering couldn't be simpler. Just visit questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway until the 13th of November. Win up to £17,000 worth of kitchen with Juicen and Quest. Now that's a quest we would all love to do. questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway. Terms apply.
That moment when you're listening to your friend and checking your phone, then suddenly have no idea what they're talking about. Or that moment when you're using the camera to check your hair and walk into a lamppost. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
The power of the badge is really important. I think as soon as we walk into a classroom as Manchester United, we automatically capture their imagination and their interest. A lot of the stuff that we've introduced has been around learning about spelling.
We had to throw a ball into the bucket, then go and get a letter off him and give him a high five.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to literacy. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester, two lanes still closed off on the M60 clockwise at junction 14 for the East Lancs Road following an accident. 30-minute delays back to junction 10 for the Trafford Centre. Two lanes are shut on the M1 northbound at junction 34 for Meadowhall because of a broken down vehicle. The M6 northbound struggling following an accident between junction 9 at Wensbury and 10 for Walsall and Wolverhampton. Still queuing on the M6 north from 5 at Castle Bromwich to just after 6 at Spaghetti because of a broken down lorry. I'm Jamie Sokin.
You can't always be sure of the traffic, but you can always be sure you'll get a great deal at QuickFit. Right now, there's 25% off Michelin tyres and 25% off batteries. So head down to your local QuickFit and drive away happy. At participating centres only, exclusions and terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome. It's Talk Radio and we are, of course, going to be talking about today's big story. As you will know, a man who was technically on holiday in Dubai was sentenced to jail for touching another man's hip in a bar. He said he'd simply been trying to avoid spilling his drink, but instead the businessman, whose side hip was at the centre of the case, spilled the beans, not the drink. And given that the, any kind of man-o-man action is illegal in Dubai and the United Arab Emirates, 3 months in prison was handed down by the judge in the case where the man, Jamie Harron, also stood accused of drinking alcohol. I know. In a bar. Imagine. Now, yesterday on the show, we learned that a glass of Prosecco in Dubai is about 30 quid for a glass of Prosecco. And at that price, to be honest, if I was in danger of spilling it, I think I'd have reached out and grabbed another man's junk just to steady myself. As it's a hip, though, how long before hipsters open a hip-touching Dubai-themed bar in Shoreditch where you can have a drink and touch as many hips as you like in a pop-up artisan craft ale space in a former railway arch? And what's more, I bet that Jamie Harron is probably going to be on the next series of celebrity home brewing beer off on ice, or whatever ITV2's next hellish commission is. The point is, of course, in all seriousness, that this case got publicity, and that will have helped, of course. There are many people, though, languishing in jails in the United Arab Emirates for less and more, whose cases might not be so publicised. Frivolity aside, Dubai's legal system is fully loaded against Westerners. Draconian Islamic laws mixing with corruption and bribery, making an, well, illegal cocktail of flawed judiciary. And this case has shone a light on it. But is it enough? Well, David Haig is the partner of Sterling Haig, managing director of DU Justice. That's the NGO that helps people being accused of criminal offences in Dubai. He did have an interest in this case. Good afternoon, David.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. So do you think this has helped in terms of shining a light on what is clearly a corrupt system?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I think you're correct. Essentially, Jamie's case is one of thousands. Now, Jamie was very fortunate because the media were very interested in his case, and ultimately, it's the media that mean that he's sitting at home now in Scotland and not in the jail in Dubai.
Yeah. And so, just talk us through, because I know also you've been a victim of this yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so talk us through what happened to you.
Well, I was the managing director of Leeds United, as some people may remember, back in 2014. And Leeds United was owned by a UAE Islamic investment bank. I had a bit of a falling out with them, and they essentially lured me over to the justice system that you've just described very well as corrupt and full of nepotism, so that essentially they could have their way with me, for want of a better phrase. That resulted in me spending 22 months in jail. The latter part of that was 5 months for so-called Twitter abuse. The ridiculousness of that is that when I was supposedly using Twitter, I was obviously in jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, 22 months, ultimately the end on the Twitter abuse, I was acquitted, pardoned on the other one. And I mean, the word farce really doesn't sum up what happened. You know, I mean, it's in my case, as in many others, Dubai is used as probably the world's first corporate jail, where unscrupulous businessmen and businesses use it as a negotiating tool or as a means of having some form of sport, which is often referred to as, you know, against Westerners and against Brits.
Yeah. So but in terms of what happened to you then, I mean, describe for us, what life is like in a Dubai jail, because, you know, it conjures up all manner of horrific images and thoughts in one's head, but I'm guessing the reality is pretty much like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hell. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. I mean, I was very, very unfortunate because there were powerful people linked to the UAE government behind my complaint, and they made my life literally hell. You know, I was in a cell which was meant to be temporary custody. I was there for 15 months. It was built to 36. It often had 150 to 200 people in there. But you can imagine the heat. People were sleeping in direct sunlight on the floor without mattresses. You know, there's one toilet for that amount of people. And when I say toilet, that is an over-exaggeration. It means a hole in the floor, no toilet paper, nothing like that. You know, phone rarely worked. And if it did, you can imagine 100, 200 people on one phone. You can imagine the fight, the problems, food, terrible. And then you come to the actual administration of the justice. It's so corrupt. You are rarely taken to court. If you are taken to court, you're not allowed to speak. Everything's in Arabic. Translators aren't provided. The lawyers, they're just as bad because they realize where people are. So they often, there's lots of corruption in the lawyers. Lawyers will take money. They won't do work. So it really is hell. And you know, I think Jamie, one of the first, you know, when he landed, he was telling everybody it was literally a shambles. And it is just that. It's a corrupt shambles. And once you fall into this cycle, it's very difficult to get out of it. And you know, in my case, I was tortured, I was abused, I was sexually abused. And, you know, I'm pursuing it now. You know, now I'm released. I'm taking them to the UN. The Metropolitan Police are investigating the police officers in Dubai that abused me. That's currently happening. So I'm pushing it forward and obviously helping other people like Jamie that fall into the same trap that I did.
Yeah. And where your case goes from here, though, if it is that corrupt as a system, what chance do you have of getting any kind of justice out of that? If, you know, if the Met are going to, presumably, meet with the same levels of corruption as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, we're you know, because I'm originally a lawyer, so things are a little bit easier for me. So, you know, I won't give up on getting justice. So I'm still pursuing things in Dubai, even though I'm, you know, very, very certain that it is, I mean, nothing good is ever going to come for me in Dubai, but I'm still pursuing it. Recently, I won an appeal. I think I only won that again because of the media, and that the courts were so scared that they want to be seen to be doing the right thing. I have no, you know, I'm sure in Dubai, nothing good's going to happen. I'm focusing on things in the United Nations and in the UK and in helping other people. So, you know, the Metropolitan Police at the end of the day, you know, it's up to them whether or not they want to start prosecutions against the police officer in Dubai. Now, the Metropolitan Police in England have jurisdiction where a British person has been tortured abroad. They have jurisdiction to bring proceedings against the people that torture that Brit. And that's something that I'm pursuing. It's called SO15. And currently, there's an ongoing investigation. About 2 weeks ago, you know, they wrote to me and they wrote to the British Embassy to get records. So that's happening at the moment, and that's obviously taken quite a while to get to that stage. And that's something which I'm doing. A lot of people don't go down that route. They don't, you know, they come back, you know, like Jamie, they'll come back. He's so shocked by what's happened that he'll just want to move on. He won't want to try and A, get recompense for himself, but B, stop it happening to other people. But that's something that I feel that I have to, because, you know, because of Leeds and because of the profile that I had, I really was able to shine a light on what goes on there. And like you said, Jamie's case, you know, is a small one. There are thousands of people locked in the Dubai criminal justice system. I use the word justice, you know, very loosely there, that just can't get out. You know, you've got British businessmen that are locked there for 27 years for a bounce check, you know, and that's you know, certainly, you know, the rule, not the exception.
Yeah, and just
so many.
On a final point with that, it's a case, isn't it, that we, you know, Dubai is sort of almost, certainly with holidaymakers and tourism, it's a byword for sort of glamour and glitz and all that kind of stuff, and the Palm, Atlantis, and all this sort of stuff. But but people don't go there, don't they, without realising they might be breaking any number of laws, because there are so many of them, and a lot of them are draconian.
Well, that's the thing, I think, and most people, I think Dubai, you know, the Dubai Tourism Board have got a lot to answer for. They mismarket it to people. You know, they marketed it as a very cosmopolitan, liberal city where you can, as you said earlier on, drink very expensive Prosecco, drink the night away with bikini-clad, you know, ladies and sports stars on beaches. That is not the reality. What that creates is a system where you've got probably 99% of the people breaking the law 99% of the time. And if you go there with your girlfriend or your boyfriend and you rent a hotel room, which thousands of Brits do every year, you are breaking the law. If you hold their hand or you kiss them or anything more than that, you are seriously breaking the law. If you drink, as you said, in a bar, of which there are thousands, you are breaking the law. And all of these are imprisonable offences. And many Brits get imprisoned there every year. Many don't come to the media. You know, many no one knows about. And you know, it's mismarketing of Dubai, because you ask many young people, and you know, what do you think of Dubai as a holiday destination? And many travel agents, they'll think exactly, you know, designer DJs, nightclubs, flowing champagne, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the problem. And I think the British government and the Dubai Tourism really do need to start informing people what the actual laws are and stop mismarketing it. You know, if you go to Saudi, you know, if I ask you, will you go to Saudi and have a drink? You would know that, no, you're not going to go to Saudi and have a drink and walk around in I don't know, maybe you wear Speedos, maybe you don't, but in Speedos. You know that that's not going to happen, whereas Dubai, it's not clear for anybody.
Yeah. David, listen, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. It is an important thing. I think this has shone a light on it, what with David's case, of course, as he was saying, and Jamie's case as well. There's work to be done, clearly, on that. We're Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, we will be talking more on the radio. But we'll be reviewing the newspapers. A lot of Jamie's cases in the newspapers as well today. Say, land back on British soil today. But we'll be doing that. We'll be bringing you Headline Hijack. Today's diversity pay-per-view comes from Mark, who is a brown person. That ticks that particular box for us. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Much more besides. Just after 1:30, Victoria's got the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
MPs are welcoming Labour's decision to suspend Jared O'Mara over claims of sexist behaviour. The member for Sheffield Hallam is facing a string of allegations about old social media posts, and he's denied making offensive comments to a woman he met on a dating app. He's had the whip withdrawn by his party. The Prime Minister's been asked for her response in the Commons.
All of us in this House should have due care and attention to the way in which we refer to other people. And should show women in public life the respect that they deserve.
More than half of women in Britain say they've been sexually harassed at some point in their lives. A poll suggests a third have been victims at work. A woman whose husband is accused of trying to murder her has told a court she exaggerated about his actions to get her own back after he deceived her. 37-year-old Emile Silliers denies claims he tampered with her parachute before a jump and messed with the gas supply at their home in Wiltshire. The Brexit secretary says negotiations on leaving the EU are expected to go on up until the last minute of the final day before Britain quits. But Theresa May insists MPs will get to vote on the deal. It's been revealed just a third of new or refurbished schools in England have sprinklers. The chief of London Fire Brigade has accused the government of playing with children's lives. They're mandatory in Wales and Scotland. And the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is going to appear on a celebrity edition of Channel 4's Gogglebox a week on Friday. It's to raise money for Stand Up To Cancer. The weather dry and bright for most this afternoon. Windy in Scotland, showers in the northwest. Highs of 18 degrees. There's more in 23 minutes.
Said that slightly sarcastically.
Because, no, I just said it accurately. Because you can't stick to time.
No, I was quite interested in David's story.
I mean, it's an interesting story, but why didn't you cover it in the allotted segment?
Feel free to clip that up and use it for...
Oh, thanks for suggesting how I do my job.
Well, no, I'm just saying you can use a bit of that in your news because it was quite interesting on
well,
that
Well, because you keep
you
talking
want,
and
you want to do that,
I was so late. It's giving me less time to prepare the news.
Fewer.
Actually, you're wrong there.
So...
silly little thing.
So Victoria's here with the news throughout the afternoon. She's going to be bringing us bonus news at around 3:30 and also today's headline.
Why are you laughing so much?
I don't know.
It's just annoying.
Today's headline hijack.
It is very awkward in here, everyone at home. I'm the only other person in this room and I don't know what to do.
Headline hijack.
Maybe produce Cornelia...
Yeah!
Produce John!
Tension breaker.
Yeah.
Right then, headline hijack's on the way next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Lennon once said,
life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Aerosmith sang,
life's a journey, not a destination.
And Sir Bruce Forsyth gave us,
life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
So I hope you're busy making other plans to join me on my journey through the next Full Set Breakfast. That's the name of the game, courtesy of Bruce Forsyth, Steve Tyler and John Lennon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we will get you making up the news. For that is our headline hijack feature. At 2 o'clock, Victoria will be back, if she's not still cross, with the news. But within the bulletin will be contained a made-up news lie. One of the stories just simply will not be true. It will be BS from start to finish. And we invite you to make that story up. It's why not have your words broadcast to the nation of fact? Who wouldn't, as fact, who wouldn't want that? 8722 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
the
like.
The lines are open for today's headline hijack. Cornelius, what's been coming in so far?
This one's from Kevin, who says, Post Office North has announced that they are going to bring a halt to all pigeon messenger operations as of Monday after building pressure from animal cruelty groups.
Yeah.
In the statement, PON has said that after some successful trials and the internet being established
Are you all right there? Do you need some help reading?
I'm fine. A good 80% of Northern England that they are willing to give email a try.
I mean, everybody stop listening to that after the second sentence, didn't they, really?
Shut up.
All right. Could parents start chipping their children, says Jean, as if they were pets, in case they get lost? This is an idea, of course, that's been floated before. A mum's internet forum called Web Mum's Web have said that they back this. There's multiple stories of parents taking their children to the vets to have a chip implanted. Is that a good idea? What with the obesity levels? I mean, you know, there are... You know, a lot of kids I see sometimes it look like they've had loads of chips implanted and they should probably go for a run or something.
Microchip, John.
Yeah, microwavable, aren't they?
No.
Microwavable chips.
No,
they eat them, the fat kids.
A little electric circuit board.
Well, that's what they should have. Every time they touch a chip, they should get electric shock. And that'll perhaps help them curb the obesity crisis. There. Anyway, thanks, Gene. You can get yours to us now. The lines are open, as you know. Make up a story. You've got 20 minutes. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio. We'll do the diversity paper review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research. Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with A League of Their Own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. New 18-month TV contract. Terms apply.
18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today. Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You can bet your dollar
count on Mr. Green. We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a 10-litre tub of Brilliant White or Magnolia Johnson's Trade Cova Plus Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £24.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio, and a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. You will not own the car. 18s and over, guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at goultralow.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound on the M6, long delays with only one lane open between Junction 7 at Great Bar and 6 at Spaghetti Junction. The queues are back to 10, adding over an hour onto your journey time. Still got to break it down the way on the M6 northbound just after Junction 6 at Spaghetti, closing one lane. An accident is closing one lane on the M6 northbound between 9 at Wensbury and 10 at Wolverhampton. Queues are back to Junction 17 at Great Bar. And the M1 northbound through Bedfordshire, struggling after an accident between 12 at Flitwick and 13 at Milton Keynes. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
You can't always be sure of the traffic, but you can always be sure you'll get a great deal at QuickFit. Right now, there's 25% off Michelin tyres and 25% off batteries. So head down to your local QuickFit and drive away happy. At participating centres only, exclusions and terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And talking, we shall get you. We'll get you talking and talking, we shall get you. As Bruce Forsyth would say, if he were alive. And also here. And knew of Talk Radio's catchphrase logo thing. Anyway, he doesn't. Now, the point I'm making is this. We are here for you to talk about the news. Momentarily, we'll go through the papers for you. However, before that, there's a lot going on. More allegations. Not Weinsteinian, as you'd expect them to be, although there are some of those. But also, of course, Jared O'Mara from the Labour Party over this week as well. He's now been suspended. He's had the whip removed. He's been suspended from the party over things he wrote online 14 years or so ago. Various things, including one of which was a review of the Arctic Monkeys. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen this.
He wrote a review of an Arctic Monkeys gig,
right,
and then wrote something a bit inappropriate within that review. It's not broadcastable.
Was it that the Arctic Monkeys aren't very good? Because that's a very inappropriate comment. No, he liked them. They're amazing.
He liked them.
Oh,
but
no.
I won't dwell on the details of how
I'm
he
on
linked
the same side as him.
Of how he linked that to something. Anyway, so that's going. There's a hell of a lot going on in the news today. We've been talking about it ourselves. The guy in Dubai who accidentally touched a hip. He's now back on British soil, having been exonerated by the Emirate of Dubai.
He's congered back in to the Scotland.
He's learned
his
lesson. He's not touching that hip.
No,
anymore.
No, he congered back in just to really show it in their faces. Yeah. That's what he should have done.
Yeah. Ball
swinging. Just out of the exit
booze.
Gate. So
anyway, that's going on. Jeremy Corbyn's going to be on Gogglebox. Did you see that?
Yeah, which is weird because he didn't know who Anton Deck were. So he's basically, that's just going to be a man going, what's going on?
Yeah. Anyway, so there's a lot going on. It is complicated,
though. Oh, I can't get my head around
we're
it.
We're here to help. And the way we help, well, it's very simple, isn't it? What we use is, of course, Japanese poetry. Analysing the current affairs using short form oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Economy grows 0.4% like John since he was 6.
That's bullying, so. I mean, that's workplace bullying, that is. You've just workplace bullied me.
You called me Podgy Boy yesterday.
I didn't, Victoria did.
Yeah, and then you encouraged it, and you called me it again today.
And you've height shamed me.
Good.
So, you know, that's probably offensive or something now.
Well, it's you can't be offensive in a haiku.
Right.
They're a safe space.
Yeah, it's true, they are. Good. So, I mean, so the one we couldn't broadcast yesterday, we could now broadcast. Is that what that means?
No.
Who was that about again?
Should we do the paper review?
Yeah, fine. It's time for the diversity paper review. Now, regular listeners know that we are the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. I'd say worldwide. Because each day we go through the papers with a different diversity. Mark is back after a little break.
Hello.
Reminders of your diversity.
I am brown.
Tell you what, Mark, it's lovely to see your brown face again.
It's nice to be here.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Missed you. I've missed your insight.
I've missed being here.
Yeah.
That's why I came back.
It's nice. All right, so what have you been looking at, Mark? What have you got in the papers?
I've been looking at the papers, which are full of wonderful stories.
Yeah.
Obviously, all of them kind of have a lot on this now-suspended Labour MP, Jared O'Mara, who I think it's a real shame what he said has led to this suspension. Because actually, he did, you know, a lot of the time people are complaining that MPs don't really know us. They don't really have the life experience that we do. They don't really understand what we go through on a day-to-day basis. I mean, like, this guy has done a lot of stuff I've done. He's run a nightclub night. I've done that.
Yeah.
He's DJ'd. I've done that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a real bond with him. But then it turns out that he's got some deplorable views about gay people,
yeah,
possibly.
Are they? See, we talked about this a bit yesterday. Now, obviously, yeah, the story's moved on since yesterday. And we were talking about whether or not it's right, you know, for a man who wrote something online 14 years ago. Does it matter, really? It's 14 years ago. He's changed his view. You know, but he wrote, I mean, as of yesterday, and I realise more, yeah, stuff's come, yeah, out today. But he wrote what is an unpalatable term for homosexuals.
Yeah.
Right? He used that phrase. But realistically, outside of the Westminster Liberal bubble, that term is probably widely used by the electorate.
Yeah.
As a sort of just a colloquial joke. Now, I know it's offensive to homosexuals, but that's fair enough. I'm not saying it isn't. But what I'm saying is, if he's one of the people, right, is he not just saying something that everyone's probably just said at some point? Be it banter at work or whatever it might be, or just jokes, when he wasn't an MP.
I do think there's a big worry that there's going to be a lot of people who aspire to be a politician or have a role to play in public life, but then get into a position like he has, where they're elected in or, yeah, get another role, and then it turns out that on a forum 20 years ago they called Jabba the Hutt fat or something, and,
yeah,
and now Guido Fawkes and various other political bloggers.
But does
I'm
it
really
matter?
Upset by that.
Does it really matter? I mean, in terms of his, yeah, it does, just because he used that term.
What he should have done is, as soon as these stories started coming out,
yeah,
he should have gone and got the best political PR spin person he could have possibly found.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, I think, does some work for Talk Radio sometimes.
True, yeah.
Maybe get her involved and be like, what do I need to do to get out of this? How can I see this one through? And maybe they might have been able to effectively spun him out of it. Because this is going to happen more and more and more.
It
and
really
more.
Is now. This, yeah, is exactly how the world is
when
going.
When I first read this story yesterday, I was scratching my head going, oh my gosh, I used to write on Doctor Who forums when I was 15 all the time.
Yeah, what could I have written?
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to write on a roller coaster theme park forums.
Yeah. And I used to view pornography. So it could all come back to haunt us, couldn't it? Yeah. When I was about 50. So it could all come back to, although it wasn't on the internet then, it was just in hedges. But it's the same thing, isn't it? What,
yeah,
what if he comes back? But by using a term that he did,
yeah,
and I'm not using that term myself,
no,
or,
no,
and wouldn't.
No.
But if it doesn't mean he is a homophobe, it just means he was using a, it doesn't mean that he really hates homosexuals, does it? Or because he's just using a word that just people throw around. Wrongly, maybe, but they do.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think there's a difference between using some words and actually believing what you,
yeah,
like, you know.
He said Michelle McManus, yeah, was fat, right?
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
So he was just sort of saying it like he saw it, right? Fair enough, right? But that's not misogyny, is it? Or is it? I don't know. I'm confused as well.
The way I see it is, you know, as a person of colour, not all racist people use the N-word.
No.
Like, you know, like, it's not overt. And sometimes the people who do use these slurs,
yeah,
they don't necessarily believe it or mean it. They just use it because it's in their vocabulary and it's acceptable,
yeah,
in the circles.
The thing is, he was on the Equalities Commission.
Yeah.
So I think that was the real problem.
I don't know. I think it's just, no, politics, isn't it? Really?
Mm.
I mean, he said some very odd things in his Arctic Monkeys review, which, again, I'm not going to repeat. But, you know, and you sort of go, but I don't know.
I've met a lot of politicians, and I like quite a few of them. But what I will say is all of them, in some way, are slightly odd.
That is true.
And I think a lot, yeah, of them will even agree with that as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah. If you go into politics, you've got to be a bit odd.
Yeah.
Much like this.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, 15 years ago, whatever, wrote a review online of the Arctic Monkeys album.
Yeah.
Like, that in itself is slightly weird. I imagine
said the man from
here.
The Doctor Who forums.
Yeah, self-awareness.
Yeah, fair
that's
enough.
Another forum I wrote on.
Fair enough. All right, what else have you got?
I love these stories. Tamsin Outwaite is, I think that's her surname, yeah, is coming back to EastEnders.
She is. So she's obviously not done so well since,
no,
the last thing she did. She did all right initially after leaving EastEnders, I think.
Yeah, there seems to be a trajectory off. You have a character that does really well in the soap,
yeah,
and becomes loved across the land.
That's right.
And then you go, do you know what? I can do better than this. Working on the slope is quite difficult, I imagine. I think it's 6 days a week they film.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. So really long days as well. Yeah.
Yeah, long days. And you're like, I could do a bit better than this, actually. So you go off and you try and see what's around.
Get a drama out of it.
Get a drama, yeah, out of it, a period drama or something. And then
come back with your tail between your legs.
Yeah, eventually, somewhere, yeah, down the line. They all think they're going to go make it in Hollywood, don't they?
Yeah.
And they never crack Hollywood.
Exhibit A, Martin McCutcheon.
Yeah.
You know, went into, did Love Actually, dreadful film, and had a single.
It's a really bad film.
Really, really appalling, one of the worst.
Yeah.
Had a single but now advertises yogurt.
Yeah.
So
poor lady.
Well, it was fine.
That really was her moment.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, good. But you know, that's fine. That's all very well and good. But then they come back to EastEnders. Nothing wrong with Tamsin doing that. Good luck to her, frankly. But
yeah.
But it seems to be a sort of cycle of what happens. What's the, I mean, I don't watch EastEnders, so I don't know. I can't remember what she did in EastEnders. Or but she was she was a big character at the time.
She was quite a big character. She was married to Ian Beale at some point, and married.
Weren't they all married to Ian Beale at some point?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that.
You either get married to Ian
big,
or Phil.
That big Mormon storyline they had.
As you walk in, yeah.
So what? All right.
I can't remember how she left. I can't remember.
She probably died.
Yeah.
She's coming back or something, I don't
know. I'd love to be in a soap.
Would you?
I'd love it, even if I was just an extra.
It's really hard work, apparently.
Even if I was just an extra.
It's what, 6 days a week?
Yeah. Were you listening?
No? Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love it. It'd be great.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would you be, though? You'd have to be...
I'd like to have a market stall in Albert Square, just selling vintage vinyl.
I think I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rare beats, rare grooves.
Rare beats.
Yeah.
What would it be called? Mark? You couldn't be called Mark. What character name would you have in EastEnders, what do you think?
Oh, well, they're
obviously... hang on a minute. You're brown.
Yeah.
So they'd give you a...
They'd call me Abdul.
They would. They'd give you a cliched name just to tick that box, and they go, yeah, look, see, look, EastEnders, diversity in Walford. Look,
yeah. Go to Abdul's vinyl store. That's
Abdul's vinyl store.
Abdul's vinyl store.
Brilliant.
Good. Talking about diversity, have I got time for one more story?
Very quickly.
Channel 4 brand someone up. I think this is just hilarious.
What? So this is a sort of pseudo documentary. Is that right? It was somebody who was white going to live as a Muslim for a bit.
Yeah, somebody who doesn't like. Thinks there's too many Muslims in the UK.
Too many Muslims. There's too many of them over here. That's the bloody problem. There's too many of your Muslims.
They brand up, and they thought by letting her live as a Muslim for a few days she'd understand an authentic brand experience.
Right.
That's how it works now.
And has it been on yet, this?
I think it was on last night. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I was just like, no, don't feed this machine. It doesn't need any.
But wasn't it made, am I right, the producer is a Muslim, though? It was like, it's not like it's been made by...
Yeah, Muslims could have bad television ideas, too.
Fair point well made. But it is interesting, though, isn't it? It's trying to do the right thing, but getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what's
happening? Yeah, because what it doesn't realise is that the... look, I don't experience that much racism in my life. I'm not going to come and say that I've been held back from it.
We could change that, if you like.
Let's do it. I think you come off air in an hour. Like, go to the car park, you can just shout at me.
We'll just have a go,
But experience comes in little drips down every day minutely, and it's built up over a long period of time, which changes the way that you end up in the world and what happens to you and your experiences that can't be replicated in a week.
Not really.
No.
But anyway, you know, television. Sensationalist television, that's what that is.
It's great.
Mark, listen, really good to see you again. Thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
Always a pleasure. Reminders of your diversity.
I am Brad.
That's right. And Mark will be back at some point, I hope. Now, on... What? Is it? Oh. All right, OK, well, on the programme, still to come, we've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. We've got a game of Dead or Alive. We'll be talking to our foreign correspondent, and work experience punditry is on the way. Because our work experience can't just be out there photocopying. The work experience needs to be in here, getting real-world experience. We'll be going through a week's worth of hipster nonsense on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts Tuesday, 9 p.m.
With just a simple tap, you can go from craving to tasting.
Mm.
And even from wanting to winning.
With HSBC, you could have up to 10 chances a day to win one of 200,000 gift cards at Currys PC World, House of Fraser, and many more when you add your HSBC card to Android Pay for the first time and start tapping.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions, and time limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status. UK residents 16 plus. Search HSBC Android Pay.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside with Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice, and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
Call it goosebumps. Call it freedom. Call it a constant smile on your face. We call it finding the one. And with 1 year's free insurance, 0% APR representative, and nil deposit on the Renault Clio, you're closer to that feeling. Visit renault.co.uk/Clio Insurance to find out more. 0% APR representative, Renault Finance, 18 plus, subject to status, insurance provided by Alliance Insurance PLC, 21-79, T's and C's and model exclusions apply, participating dealers only, visit renault.co.uk/Clio Insurance.
What if you could get that winning feeling every single month? With NS&I's premium bonds, every month you could win tax-free prizes from £25 up to £1 million. And NS&I guarantees that every pound of your savings is 100% secure, because we're backed by HM Treasury. Who knew saving could be so exciting? Premium bonds at NS&I.com. Minimum initial investment £100. NS&I. Safer savings set you free.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme, even though I told you 30 seconds ago. Here is what it is. A game of dead or alive. We will get the big debate at three. You will have some work experience. Punditry Alex is in to bring us a roundup of hipster nonsense. And more stuff besides. Not least, the JFK files that are going to be released tomorrow. And we're going to be speculating wildly as to what might be in there. But at just after 2 o'clock, here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour suspends MP, the scale of sexual harassment, and calls for sprinklers in schools.
Talk Radio.
Labour MP Jared O'Mara has been suspended while there's an investigation into offensive comments. He's denied claims he insulted a constituent earlier this year, but on Monday apologised for homophobic and sexist remarks he posted online 15 years ago. Writer for the political blog Guido Fawkes, Paul Staines, has told Talk Radio Mr O'Mara had tried to argue he shouldn't be suspended.
He says he's on a journey, and that this was when he was young. But a lot of this stuff was written after he's selected to be a Labour councillor, which suggests that his journey should be completed by the time he's a formal political candidate.
More than half of women in the UK say they've been victims of sexual harassment at least once. Almost a quarter of men who responded to a poll also said they'd been targeted at some point in their lives. The wife of a man accused of trying to kill her has told a court she exaggerated his actions to police. 37-year-old Emil Silliers denies tampering with his partner's parachute before a jump and with a gas fitting at their home in Amesbury in Wiltshire. The Brexit secretary insists it won't take long to negotiate a transitional deal with the EU. Theresa May wants to see a period of around 2 years during which things will remain roughly the same. A fire chief has accused the government of playing with children's lives after figures revealed only a third of new schools in England have sprinklers. The safety measure is already compulsory in Scotland and Wales. Labour MP Jim Fitzpatrick, who sits on the Commons All-Party Group on Fire and Safety Rescue, has told Talk Radio there's pressure on school budgets.
Some head teachers and local authorities are saying £300,000-£400,000 for sprinklers. We need equipment, we need teachers, we need books. That's where the balance isn't being struck. And obviously that's a very difficult question. But from our point of view, Grenfell was a game changer and life safety has got to be the top of the agenda.
And 12 million penalty notices have been given to drivers in the UK every year. The REC Foundation says more than 8 million of those are for parking fines.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright for most, windy in Scotland, showers in the northwest, highs of 18 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Claude Puel's thought to be in advanced talks with Leicester City about becoming the club's new manager. The former Monaco and Lyon boss was in charge at Southampton last season before being sacked in June. And former Saint Matt Letizia has told TalkSport that Puel's spell in charge was uninspiring.
Yes, on paper, it looks like he did a pretty decent job. If you delve deeper than that and look at the style of play, because of what we've been used to under the previous two managers, just was a little bit dull and at times pretty boring to watch, I've got to be honest.
The EFL say they'll try to speak to Pep Guardiola after the Manchester City boss labelled the ball used in last night's League Cup ties as unacceptable. The league says it meets all FIFA standards. Italy legend Gianluigi Buffon says he'll retire after next summer's World Cup unless he wins a first career Champions League title with Juventus. And in tennis, Stan Wawrinka has split with his coach Magnus Norman. They worked together for 4 years, with Wawrinka claiming Australian, French and US Open titles. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a controversial spare bathroom tax is set to be brought in by the government within the next month. It's thought it could financially bruise the upper and middle classes who are required to have guest bathrooms in their homes for when people come over to stay.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed for bringing us the news. Victoria will be back with the news throughout the afternoon. And, of course, the bonus news at 3:30 today, everything that's happening in the world of vegetables. Still to come on the programme, the JFK files are to be released tomorrow. Donald Trump has signed an order saying that after 25 years, this was from 1992 when an amendment was passed in America, Donald Trump is going to release the files tomorrow. What will be in them? We'll be speculating wildly and getting it all wrong in this half an hour on Talk Radio. Plus, we're talking to our foreign correspondent next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, and I am... God, I've done it again. I've forgotten who I am. This is why I'm going to leave the script outside. All I've got here, instead of the script... What I've done... This happens, right? This happens sometimes. What I've done is, I've come into the studio, and I popped out, and I left my script out there, and instead I picked up some Mr. Kipling Toffee Terror Whirls for Halloween. They're shortcake whirls filled with toffee, flavour, buttercream and toffee sauce. So, and they were outside on Victoria's desk, obviously. And I've picked them up by accident and not my script, so I'm going to have to... Sorry. I'm going to have to go and get my... Just, sorry, bear with me. I'm this Talk Radio, I'm, you know, just... Hang on. Sorry about that. Really sorry. Really sorry about that. Not that page. Not that page. There it is. John Holmes. And you're listening to our foreign correspondent, because that is who we're talking to next. Talk Radio's foreign correspondent is on the line from somewhere foreign. Good afternoon, foreign correspondent.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes. So, now, the story that we're talking about, and have indeed been talking about today, is the indecency accused, Jamie Harran. Now, this is a man from Scotland, Stirling in Scotland, who was working in Afghanistan. He went to Dubai for a couple of days for a break. He accidentally touched a man's hip. He was sentenced to 3 months in jail. He's been exonerated by the Emirate of Dubai. But it does shine a light, does it not, foreign correspondent, on Arabic correspondent, I should say, on the state of the, I guess, the judiciary system in Dubai.
بدك تلبس نظارات شمسية وبدك تلبس يعني عباية وبدك تطلع وبدك تشوف لحالك يعني.
Well, I mean, you say that, but elaborate.
ما في شيء يعني هي شغلة الطلعة والفوتة ومثل ما بدك، يعني مين انتو جايين لعنا على بلدنا وعم تسوي اللي بدكم اياه؟ شو قصتكم يعني؟
Yeah. Well, he said, I mean, you're right to touch on that, but he said after spending three and a half months awaiting the outcome of this case, okay, now that's a long time for someone to be incarcerated without being incarcerated, as it were. This is typical of the UAE, isn't it?
لا، في واحد في طباخ اسمه بريطاني يمكن اسمه بلومنتال، هستون بلومنتال، وبيساوي أكل على 3 أشهر. يعني إذا نحن بدنا نأخذ قرار خلال 3 أشهر، ليش لا في هذاك؟
Well, I'm gonna just stop you there. I take issue with that because the quote from Jamie Harron, who we're talking about, he said he was 3.5 months awaiting the outcome of the case, and this is the quote: he didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Why do people in Dubai keep prisoners in tunnels?
هلا دائما في نور. إذا ما في نور، المشكلة إنه ما له شايف شيء. شلون عارفان إذا بده يقعد 3 أشهر ونص إذا ما له شايف نور؟ إذا ما في ضوء برا وما بيعرف إنه اليوم يوم والليل ليل، شلون بده يعرف إنه 3 أشهر ونص؟
right.
عرفت علي شلون؟ مو 3 سنين ونص. يعني شهرزاد عادت ألف وليلة.
okay. Sorry, did you stop that sentence? All right, fine. Well, look, the point, though, isn't it? He's back. He's been why has he been exonerated by the ruler, the emirate? Because this is it a PR exercise? Is it a, you know, the country comes under criticism, the region comes under criticism, but suddenly we've got this pardon, this exoneration, which is unusual, isn't it?
لا, انتو بريطانيين. يعني أنا شو دخلني بالسياسة؟
And elaborate on that as well.
ما بدي.
Okay. So the fact is, if I, foreign correspondent, go to Dubai and I touch
Dubai
a man.
ولا I ما في I. في دبي وفي أبو ظبي وفي العين. العين يعني I. بس في أبو ظبي في الشارقة. في سبع دول بالإمارات.
But if I touch a man's hip. Be it by accident or not, right? Why, if I touch a man's hip, am I going to be thrown into the tunnel?
بدك تسأل الإماراتيين ما دخلنا نحن فيها. هي القصة بينكم وبين الإمارات.
Yeah, but hang on, draconian.
مين دراكون؟ همين هذا مين؟
But it is though, isn't it?
دراكون هذا بيساوي را. دراكون هي دراكون را.
We also learned earlier, by the way, that in Dubai, a glass of Prosecco is how much? Guess how much a glass of Prosecco is in? Well, you probably know, but how much is a glass of Prosecco?
الشرب حرام.
You're exactly right. Yeah, £29. Right. So my point is, if I bought a glass of Prosecco from a bar. Right. Yeah, but if I did, then I would. If I was going to spill it, I would. And I mentioned this earlier. I would grab another man's junk to stop me spilling £30 worth of Prosecco. Right. So I know, but you can't put me in prison because I'm not there. I'm here. But what are you gonna? What would you? Don't you think it's a bit much? Just to he's trying to not spill a drink, and then they charged him with drinking alcohol. It's a bloody bar.
حرام وما لازم يطلع من وين عم يشرب. أنا ما بعرف الفوتات وطلعت من هالقصة، بس حرام وما بيجوز. وهو عارفان إذا عايد بهالبلد يعني لازم يعرف القانون البلد. وإنت يعني الله يعينك يا زلمة، إنت بدك تشرب وبدك تكمش الجنك تبع حدا، هذا حرام حرام حرام. الله بده ياخذ منك كل حياتك.
Well, it is controversial. Yes, you're absolutely right. But the thing is it gonna the fact that he's been exonerated? There are other people, of course, still in Dubai in various states of incarceration. But this one got the media attention, so that's possibly why it happened. Is that a fair thing to say? Is that what the people of Dubai would say?
ما بعرف.
Yeah.
ما بعرف.
Yeah.
سألو. Okay. بدك رقم تليفونه؟
Yeah.
ببعث لك. 00.
Well.
9.
Well, no, I wouldn't. Not necessarily, no.
ماشي. مثل ما بدك. بس عم قلك أنا إذا بدك تتصل فيهم.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. You have to respect the laws of the country you are in. That is fair. But what's the thoughts regarding the accusations of corruption and bribery in that country? Because it's all very well having the laws, but you've got draconian laws that are meeting corruption and bribery allegations. But you're always going to have a problem there, aren't you?
يعني شو بدك تساوي انت شفت الدولة تبعكم وشو عم يساووا
Out of interest, if I were to go to Dubai as a tourist, what attractions do you recommend? Because I quite like the look of the Palm and I sort of like the water parks.
انت صغير مو هيك في شغلات كتير للولاد. في محل بالمول اسمه كيدزينيا ممتازة لك.
Thank you very much. That's our foreign correspondent there talking to us from Dubai in the original Dubai. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Calling all units. Reports coming in of Sky's gripping new cop drama, Tin Star, epic Game of Thrones and loads more shows, all with Sky TV from £20 a month. Sky TV and Sky Q, the next generation box, have been sighted in the vicinity. Witnesses report watching wirelessly all round the home for just £12 extra a month. Units should respond immediately and search Sky Q to join or recontract. Sky. Believe in better.
£20 standard setup. New 18-month TV contract requires SkyQ multi-screen. SkyQ kit loaned at no cost. Upfront payment required. Terms apply.
Where are we?
The New Forest.
But I thought we only had the Mini Countryman booked for a test drive. We can't stay here.
We're not going to.
This isn't exactly what I meant.
Relax. With Mini's new 48-hour test drive, you can use the Countryman for exactly what it's built for. Exploring. Plus, it's an SUV, the largest Mini in the range, so you can pack loads more in.
Great. Where next?
Well, you know how you've always wanted to try kayaking?
The Mini Countryman 48-hour test drive. Visit mini.co.uk to book yours. Mini. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. Terms and conditions apply. Participating Mini retailers only.
18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today. Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You can bet your dollar
count on Mr. Green. That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
At TalkTalk, we're tearing up the rule book. We've decided to bring our Black Friday sale forward to, well, now. Don't miss out on over 25% off our unlimited fast broadband. Only available for a limited time. It's just £19.95 a month, including line rental, with no setup fee. You'll save an unbelievable £268 versus BT over 18 months. Don't wait for Black Friday. In fact, with our totally unlimited fast broadband, you don't have to wait at all. Hurry, sale ends 2nd of November. Search TalkTalk Black Friday today. Contract and conditions apply. TalkTalk, for everyone.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, the southbound side of the M6 sees severe delays and queuing traffic following an earlier accident and a fuel spillage between Junction 7 at Great Bar and Junction 6 for the Aston Expressway. The congestion stretches back towards Junction 10, causing an hour's worth of queuing traffic. In Gloucester, the M48 westbound is partially blocked on the slip road at the moment. An accident between a car and a motorcycle has caused some problems around Junction 1 for Austin. The northbound side of the M1 through Bedfordshire has a lane closed off following a two-vehicle accident between Junctions 12 and Junction 13. I'm Andy Broxton.
Dial up your style this autumn with 25% off all Two clothing. Wear bright chunky knits, bold beautiful florals, statement boots and stylish coats, all at 25% off. Shop online at two.co.uk and at selected Sainsbury's stores. Offer ends Monday the 30th of October. T's and C's apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon. If you're just joining us, well, welcome along, because you're listening to Talk Radio. And there's much to come on Talk Radio this afternoon, not least our big debate at three, our work experience. Alex will be here reviewing a week's worth of hipster nonsense for you as well. We've got a quiz game, the Wednesday quiz game of Dead or Alive, plus Halloween chat. But now, something quite significant, or is it, is going to be happening tomorrow. What is happening tomorrow is that the remaining classified files from the assassination of John F. Kennedy are going to be released on the orders of Donald Trump, which is bold of him, because what if it gives one of his critics, who has access to both a gun and a book depository, some ideas? 1963, when JFK was killed in Dallas. Conspiracy has, of course, swirled around the case in much the same way as the president's brains swirled around the open-topped car before landing in the lap of the First Lady. Too soon? But here's what we know. His head seemed to snap backwards, yet the bullet came from behind. Who was on the grassy knoll? More than one shooter. Who was the mysterious woman when captured on film? And you can see images and stills of that, of course, even to this day. But she's never been traced. Were frames of the famous Zapruder film reversed? Was the CIA complicit? What did they cover up, if so? Was it a Cuban plot orchestrated by Castro in cahoots with the CIA? Who really was Lee Harvey Oswald, and what did he do on his trip to Mexico just before he allegedly pulled that trigger? There have been so many questions, all of those and more over the years, of course, many of which have gone unanswered. The release of the files tomorrow could throw light on it, could not. There might literally be nothing there. But one man who may be best placed ahead of all that than any other is Gerald Posner. He is the author of Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK. Good afternoon, Gerald. Thanks for joining us. Hello, Gerald. Okay, we haven't got Gerald there. I thought we had Gerald on the line, but apparently we do not. But while we try to get him back. But anyway, these files are going to be released tomorrow. That's what we know. And it comes in 1992. It said there's a 25-year rule in America. This was a thing set up by Congress. A 25-year rule stating that these files would be released. Now, you might be thinking, hang on a minute, 1963, that's not 25 years ago. No, but 1992 is. And this was a rule that came in around the Oliver Stone film JFK, which you may remember. This is me padding now, by the way, while we're trying to get Gerald back on the telephone just to tell you what's going on. But the 1992 or 1991 film JFK, which was directed by Oliver Stone, opened up all of this controversy again, of course. And that is when this 25-year rule was put in place. That is up tomorrow. And it's up to the president to decide whether or not to stick to that or not. Donald Trump has tweeted saying that he's going to. Have we got Gerald back? Gerald Posner. Gerald, are you there?
I am indeed.
Gerald,
hi, nice to be with you.
And you. Good to talk to you. Thank you. I had a bit of a technical issue there. But anyway, so yes, you're the author of Case Closed. So this was your book, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK. Are you expecting these files to reveal anything significant tomorrow?
Not in terms of a blockbuster that the public might be looking forward to, not something that's going to turn the case upside down. We're not going to find this so-called smoking gun evidence of a massive government conspiracy sitting there. But I do think there will be significant things in terms of embarrassments possibly for the CIA about how much they knew about Oswald 2 months before the assassination when he was trying to get to Cuba and they might have had some surveillance on him. They've always been very, very dodgy about answering that, and there may be a little bit more in that that will just add to their embarrassment.
Okay, why have they been dodgy about that, though? Because many people will be thinking, okay, that's fair enough. That's exactly, you know, these things are often built up, aren't they, into sort of smoking gun, as you say. But why keep those files secret for so long if there isn't anything in there?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. That's why many average people look at that, just lay people, and say, they must be hiding something because they've kept them sealed. But the CIA does the very same thing that MI6 does. The FBI does the very same thing that MI5 does, and that is they overclassify documents, and then they hold on to them forever. They resist revealing them to the public. If you're a journalist trying to get them, you're the last person to ever get them. And so what they did on this case, which was a big problem, here you have the assassination. You have a government panel in 1964 that looks into it, the so-called Warren Commission, headed by the Supreme Court Justice. They come out with a conclusion. We now know that the CIA lied to the Warren Commission because they were petrified that the commission would find out that the CIA back in the 60s was in a partnership with the American Mafia to kill a head of state, not John Kennedy, but Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
They failed in all those attempts, and that came out years later. So there was all types of things they were trying to keep away from the investigating body on the Kennedy assassination, and as a result of trying to protect their own reputation and ongoing secrets, they classified bundles of documents that were remotely related to Cuba, Castro, Oswald. They sit there today. They're going to be great for historians, but they aren't going to solve a murder mystery, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. This is interesting as well that you mentioned about the CIA sort of muddying the waters on it, because something that's been suggested, and I just wanted to get your take on it, regarding Trump agreeing to release these, is that, of course, back at the time, there was a theory that the CIA falsely claimed Oswald was also working for the Russians. Okay, and,
right.
And that, if that happens to be proved in these documents, it would go some way, I would suggest, that Trump would be slightly vindicated, saying that the CIA have said he's in colluding with the Russians. If the original lie is proved, he can point to it and go, well, they lied then, and they're lying about me and the Russians now. Has he had sight of these already, Trump, or is he going to see them for the first time tomorrow, like the rest of it? Oh, actually, I think we've lost Gerald there. To be fair, he is talking to us from Miami in Florida.
Well,
and his signal wasn't good. I think this is suspicious.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say.
I think this is incredibly suspicious, don't you?
Yeah.
Because there we are. I just asked the smoking gun question.
Yes. And then just like that, the phone line drops.
Yeah. And they do say the CIA monitor talk radio.
They do, yes.
So I'm wondering, it took us two times to get through. We get through, he was hanging on the line, tried to speak to him, went dead, got him back. I asked the question about Donald Trump and the Russians and whether or not that links to the CIA cover-ups back in the 1960s when they said Oswald was linked to the Russians, and there's no evidence that he was, but that's what they said. And I asked that question, the smoking gun, not the smoking gun that shot him. That was in the book depository. So this is a different smoking gun. I ask that question, that this interview will go down in conspiracy history.
Do you know what will be frustrating? We have to now wait 25 years to find out what happened with this phone call.
Yes.
Can I just say something?
Yes, Victoria.
I just wanted you to hit the bulletin on time.
So you did it. Did you just press the button and cut him off?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying...
Bloody conspiracies all around!
Shall I do the news?
Yeah, I think we're going to try and get him back. Just to...
Yeah.
Because we need to find... Not now, Victoria, you can do the news. We're going to try and get him back during the news, right? And try and get him back, because that question, right, needs answering. And if we can't get him back, that is proof that you, Victoria, are in collusion with the Mafia.
Well...
Yeah.
Don't mess with me.
I wouldn't do that under any circumstances. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we're going to try and get Gerald back to get to the bottom of this phone gate, as I'm now calling it. And we're also going to be talking to Alex, of course. He's our work experience, and he'll be here to review some hipster nonsense. It's exactly 2:30. So, yeah, Victoria, I see what you've done.
Well done.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Labour has suspended an MP while there's an investigation into alleged offensive comments. Jared O'Mara apologised earlier this week for homophobic and sexist remarks posted online 15 years ago. But since then, more allegations have been made, which he denies. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says it's right the party suspends the whip.
New information has come to light, so quite rightfully, the Labour Party has acted swiftly. He's been suspended. The whip has been withdrawn. There will be an investigation, and it's the same with anyone. If they haven't abided by the rules of the Labour Party, there will be sanctions applied.
But the Tories have questioned why it's taken so long for the whip to be suspended from Mr O'Mara. A poll suggests more than half of women have been victims of sexual harassment. A third of those questioned since the Harvey Weinstein scandal emerged since say it's happened while at work. The wife of an army fitness instructor accused of tampering with her parachute has told a court she despised him over suspicions he was having an affair. Victoria Cilliers now says she exaggerated a witness statement. Emile Cilliers denies two counts of attempted murder. The Brexit secretary has told MPs he expects to have an agreement with the EU on the form of a Brexit transition period by Christmas. Theresa May wants an extra two-year time frame, during which time things would broadly stay the same for the UK. And a student lawyer is facing time in prison for selling fake Justin Bieber gig tickets. 25-year-old Zeynep Pervez from Walsall defrauded victims out of more than £7,000. The weather dry and bright for most, windy in Scotland and some showers in the northwest. Highs of 18 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
And breaking news, of course, is that the CIA are now tampering with Talk Radio's output in order to cover up the answers to the questions about JFK that we have been asking on the show this afternoon. We're going to hopefully try and get Gerald Posner, he's the author of Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK, back on the phone to talk us through this release of the files tomorrow. If indeed the CIA haven't broken into his house and shot him to death during the news bulletin. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon. Now, before the news, we were attempting to talk to Gerald Posner. He is the author of Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK. And just as I put to him a very significant question regarding the release of the files yesterday, his phone went mysteriously dead for the second time. We think, as do our listeners, Gerald, that the CIA are now involved in our phone calls.
You know, John, I was thinking the same thing, but I'm wondering if it's the KGB as well, because you were asking a Russian-related question. So, you know, one time I assume it's a coincidence, but the second time I'm now starting to get a little suspicious of the cut connections. You were in the middle of a wonderful question, as a matter of fact, that I'm looking forward to answer about the fact that the CIA had sort of tried to rub the Russians into the assassination because Oswald had lived in Russia. And so the opening of the files by Trump might be
related to the fact that if he can point to the Russians having the CIA having lied about Russians in one instance, he can point to it and saying, well, they've done it before, there's a precedent here, they're lying about me as well.
Boy, I'll tell you, you know, that makes perfect sense, but it's, I think, personally, and I've been wrong about Trump every time I try to guess Trump, I've been wrong about him. I think it's far too sophisticated for Trump, meaning that he's not thinking that far ahead. The way that he's looking at this is, here's the law. It was passed 25 years ago by Congress in response to the Oliver Stone film JFK, as you had said. So they're getting all the documents out. When Congress passed this law in 92, they said they come out on October 26, 2017, the last date. The only person that can still keep anything classified is whoever is president of the United States at the time. they had, I guarantee you, not a remote idea that Donald Trump would ever be president on October 26, 2017.
That would be a whole new conspiracy, wouldn't it, if that was a plan all
along?
That
would absolutely be. If we asked each of the people in the Senate and the House of Representatives for their top 1,000 people might be president, I'm sure he wouldn't be on the list. So the thing is, it works to the benefit of those of us who want the files open, because I do think that an Obama, a Clinton, a Bush would have been very careful within the system, might have listened to the CIA, who's now arguing that some of those files should still be kept closed because they reveal the names of informants that we used in Mexico back in the 60s, some of whom might be alive at 80, believe it or not. Yeah. Trump's not listening to that. He's just saying, you know what, I'm president. I have my own theories about the JFK assassination. He accused one of the people running against him for the Republican nomination, Ted Cruz, accused his father of being involved in the assassination.
Yes, an associate of Oswald. Yeah. Yes, that's right, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right. So so Trump's going to release them all. We might not actually get that if he wasn't president. It takes a president a little bit out of the ordinary to go ahead and say, set out every file, every word, free them all, and that's a good thing in this case.
Is Trump, will Trump have seen the files already, or has he got to wait like the rest of us? Was kind of the end of my other question, I suppose. Has the president got access
to
this stuff?
I would think technically he's supposed to wait to, like all of us, but I'd be shocked if the president, the sitting president, doesn't get a heads up as to what's in there. Nobody wants to be president and caught by surprise if the CIA or the FBI is going to be embroiled in a small controversy. Also, remember, John, one other thing. These files, separate from the assassination, are going to open a window on the Cold War in Mexico City, where the Russians, the Cubans, and the Americans had embassies within half a mile of each other, all spying on one another. There may be something embarrassing in there about a plot to overthrow a South American or Central American government, whatever. You know, anything's possible with the CIA. Yeah. So as a result, there may be other little firestorms that pick up from the release of these files. I think they're probably trying to brief the president beforehand.
And just going back to the, you've said there's not, and I'm inclined to believe you, but in case, you know, there are unanswered questions, aren't there? And they all swirl about, right. Such as the woman in the Zapruder film that's never been traced, the backwards Zapruder film, bits, frames missing, all that kind of stuff, second shooter theories, grassy knolls. Is all of that just smoke and mirrors? You've researched it more than anyone has over the years. Is there anything in any of that at all? Because there are questions, but are we just asking questions?
Yeah, there are a ton of questions, and any reasonable person has questions. And you've got Oswald, the supposed assassin, picked up. He's 24 years old. He's killed 2 days later by a nightclub owner with possible ties to the mafia. No wonder everybody thinks it's a conspiracy. You've got questions about the second shooter on the grassy knoll, so-called mystery death. When I started to do the case for Random House back in the early 90s, the editor-in-chief there was Harry Evans. You know Harry Evans in the UK. He used to run the Times of London. Yep. He had set up the Insight team that did that great investigative work on thalidomide and DC-10. He thought it was probably the mafia. I thought it was probably the mafia. At the end of my investigation, after a couple of years, I was convinced it was Oswald alone. That all of those things you just mentioned, which we accept sort of as facts in the case, when you actually examine them, they tend to fall apart. And Harry Evans became convinced that it was Oswald alone. So I know when people hear that, they say, oh, can't be. It just can't be one person. There's too much in that case, too many odd things, too many coincidences, too much that's not answered. But if you methodically go through it as a researcher, investigator, as a reporter, it's not, unfortunately, I'd love to say to you it's a conspiracy and I found it, but the unsensational answer is that one 24-year-old kid armed with a rifle was able to change history for his own warped motivations 54 years ago.
Yeah. And just in terms, just on one of those points, because I absolutely hear what you're saying, but, that stuff about his head went backwards and how would it do that with a bullet if it was coming from behind and stuff.
Right.
You'll have looked into that. So is that's possible, presumably.
And a very quick thing on that. The Warren Commission, it couldn't really answer that back in the 60s because they didn't have the forensic technology and the bullet technology to understand how that works. And they made that breakthrough in 1992, and in fact now they understand precisely what happened and how the bullet at the speed it was fired, full metal jacketed bullet, military rifle, hits the president in the high right rear portion of the head where it's shown on the autopsy x-rays and photos. And the force of the bullet when it comes out the president's right front part of his head, and this is a graphic thing, I'm sorry to describe it, but it blows out literally about a third of his brain. You can see it frame by frame on the film. It's all blood and tissue matter shooting out to the front. The force of that expulsion from his head forces his head back into the left. It's the opposite reaction.
Yeah.
And one thing we can be sure of is that the only shooter who hit the president that day was firing from behind him at a high elevation. Now, you then need to ask yourself, who was the shooter? If you conclude it's Oswald, fine. You then have to ask yourself, even if it was Oswald, was he doing it for someone? So there's a series of steps to take. But many, almost all of the forensic scientists and the ballistics experts now agree that the only person who hit the president that day with bullets was firing from behind. You then have to do a lot more investigation to figure out who and why.
Yeah. All right, that's it. And back and to the left, of course, was the famously from the JFK film, of course.
He used it so well. Look, I always say about Oliver Stone, he's a fantastic filmmaker. It's a great film. It's just terrible history. The only thing he got right in that film was the date on which Kennedy was killed.
All right. Gerald Posner there. Listen, thanks for talking to us. I'm glad the CIA let us finish, or the KGB let us finish our conversation.
John, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
All right.
Author, Case Closed is the book, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK. Now, those files are released tomorrow, and we wait to see what's going to be in them, but the news is it probably will just be some sort of basically boring admin about trying to overthrow other countries rather than the notion of several other shooters on Dealey Plaza at that time. So you listen to Talk Radio. That's quite interesting, wasn't it, that? Interesting stuff. Talk Radio, in the afternoons, we will be bringing our work experience in here next to discuss more on the... to look at a week's worth of hipster nonsense. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in October, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Hey Minions, I've got great news. Hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa. Ooh, la, la.
We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana.
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah?
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye...
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts Tuesday, 9 p.m.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Well, do watch out on the M6 northbound, one lane closed due to a spillage in a broken down lorry between Junction 6 and Junction 7. Queues back to Junction 5. A lot of congestion, I should say, on the M6 southbound from 10 all the way down to Junction 6. That's due to an earlier accident and fuel spillage. That's affected traffic as well on the M5 heading towards the M6 southbound. Through Worcestershire, the M42 southbound, two lanes are closed off due to an accident between Junction 2 and Junction 1. I'm Poonam Verma.
Dial up your style this autumn with 25% off all Tu clothing. Wear bright chunky knits, bold beautiful florals, statement boots and stylish coats, all at 25% off. Shop online at tu.co.uk and at selected Sainsbury's stores. Offer ends Monday the 30th of October. T's and C's apply.
Marriage, true love. Under you, Stanley Pellegrin, Fabio Beecham, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Join me every weekday morning from 10 for the perfect partnership of debate and comment, which always gets a great reception.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Oh, gosh, she's rather pretty, though. And is she wealthy?
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And we're looking at the news. Of course, there we are, talking about the release of the JFK assassination files. That's going to be happening tomorrow. We wait and see what's in there. We were talking as well about Jamie Harran, the guy from Dubai who touched a man's hip in a bar and then got sentenced to prison. However, he's now landed back in Britain after being just released, really, I suppose, by the Emirate.
Pardoned, yeah.
Pardoned is the word, yes. We're looking at the news. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, it's all right, because we're here to help, and here we are helping with Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Geordie Shore star broke. Snapchat advertising rules. Checkatrade.com.
The news!
It fit!
It does! It's the right syllables!
You need a line about an advert.
Yeah. And it fits in the syllables! Checkatrade! Checkatrade!
Yeah, alright, don't keep doing it.
Alright, fine. Perhaps they'll send me some free trade. Now, it's time to bring... Speaking of hip, by the way, the man touching the hip. We go from hip to hipster, because it's a roundup of hipster news with work experience Alex. Welcome, Alex. Hello, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Good. So, this is what we do. We get our work experience in the studio, if you've not heard it before. Take them away from the photocopying and the tea and so forth, and give them real-world work experience. We tell them it's a leg up into the industry. It isn't. It's a lie. The only reason they're here is because we don't have to pay them. And Alex has been rounding up hipster nonsense. It's the sort of rolled-up trouser, jean, mankle, square beard, bun, man bun hat stuff, isn't it? All the stuff that pops up. What are we looking at, Alex? What are we looking at and being horrified by today?
So, it depends on how you classify it as horrified, if you, like, love pets. And to me, like, I'm an animal fan, but it's one of those pet cafes. And it's the amazing animal fluffatorium is happening on Friday and Saturday. So if you want to take your friends and family to be surrounded by pets and dogs and cats while you're trying to eat food, then
that's
unhygienic
for a start. And also, they've called it a fluffatorium, and that makes me want to kill.
I felt like that while I was doing the research for it personally. But essentially, it's a building that will be covered in fake fur. It's got fake fur covered walls, free milkshakes, and a giant dog's house.
Is that a house for giant dogs? A giant dog's house?
It's a giant. It's not for Clifford. It's a giant dog's house.
A big red dog.
Yes.
All right. So why would? So it's just a cafe.
Yeah.
But you can pet animals.
Yeah, and it's covered in fake fur. And it sounds like my idea of hell.
Yeah. Yours and everyone else's.
Yes.
For that matter. But there it is, you see. That's what the hipsters do.
Yes.
I bet it stinks. I bet it smells awful.
It would smell awful. Fake fur doesn't smell amazing.
Well, no, but, like, animals don't smell amazing.
No, that's true. This whole trend of animals in cafes, you know, because there's one where you can stroke cats.
Yeah.
One where you can pet an owl.
There's an owl's cafe, yeah.
Yeah, and on it goes. And now they've just gone, oh, you know what, not individual. Let's just throw loads of animals at this one.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're right, it will smell. It is unhygienic. It is. Mm. So it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of having loads of animals around food. I work in a bar. Like, they have a go at me and my beard being around the bar and the food, let alone every single, like, small animal.
Yeah. You have got an epic beard.
I have, so, thank you.
That's good. Welcome. What else have you got, then?
So, you can... I'm sure you know the trend of, like, ball pits for adults.
Ball pits?
That's something you can do this weekend.
Before, yeah, we've talked about... Yeah, I sort of... there was a ball pit bar at some point. Mm-hmm. Is this that?
I think it's something similar. It's called Bally Ballerson.
Of course it is.
They've now moved to Shoreditch, no surprise there.
Yeah. Oh, from Bally.
From Dalston.
Oh.
From Bally to Bally, very
funny. It's not Bally Ballerson. No, it's Bally Ballerson.
Muck balls.
And they've got two private ball pits, which have 1 million balls between them, which is a lot of balls. A ball pit waterfall. And you can drink retro cocktails from their barman, known as a cheeky barman.
Of course.
Which makes me want to throw up in all their glasses.
Yeah. So the ball pit, though, is it the same concept as a child's ball? So children are playing ball pits at soft play centres or whatever, don't they?
It's the same thing.
They take their shoes off, they roll about in the ball pit a bit, and then la-di-da-di-da.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but there's a bar and it's for people who...
You're going to spill your drink, aren't you, if you go in?
Yeah, I think they do now have a rule where you don't take your drinks with you.
Right.
Which is a good idea.
But I suppose the notion of a ball pit... I mean, you know, ball pits are fun.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of reliving that as an adult, I suppose that's not a...
Oh, definitely. Like, most of those, like... I don't know, we used to call them jungle gyms, the soft play areas. They have, like, adults' evenings, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah. We can just go and be an adult in them, and there's no kids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure they're all doing it now, like Wednesday evening a week or Thursday, something
soft
like that.
Soft play areas stink as well. They stink of kids with their shoes off.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, I've got children. I've taken them to soft play areas.
Mm.
You have to take your shoes off, of course, don't you? And it smells bad, and it's sweat, and it's the smell of children.
Mm.
Just all running about. It's not nice. It's not a nice thing.
I'm not a fan of ball play areas at all.
No.
Like, I was when I was like 6, but now that I'm 26, I'm past that phase in my life, and I feel like everyone in my age.
But this
age
is marketed at you.
Yeah, but it's not. But the same. It's marketed at my age group, but I wouldn't go near it with a barge pole.
Right. What's the name of the barman?
It's just called the Cheeky Barman. I don't know his personal name.
So that's just I hope it's not just one man, because he'd have to work for that entire shift of while the bar was already open.
Yeah.
I went to a really hipster thing last week, a shuffleboard club.
What?
Which is having an open... Shuffleboard's a game where they play in America, which is very, like, a mini tabletop version of curling.
Oh, okay.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
But they had two hipster barmen...
Of course they did.
...at their bar, and... it took them absolutely ages to, you know, make these perfect drinks, and it was such a waste of time. Like, the most annoying bit was they'd make the drink, pour it all out into these big glasses, and then they'd add a garnish, which was they'd peel off the lemon off a peel using a peeler, get a toothpick and get a glacier cherry out of this jar, and then curl it round and then put it through and then put it on the drink, and then they hand it to you. And you take it off the drink, and then you drink the drink.
Just
pin
it. Yeah,
yeah. You don't have it because you can't eat raw lemon peel.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, but why would you? Stupid. Very bizarre.
All right. What else you got, Alex?
So, if you're looking at taking someone special or to the kids to somewhere over near Christmas time, Winterville is opening up, which is the hipster version of Winter Wonderland, and it's happening on Clapham Common. It's quoted to be as London's alternative fashion festive experience, which is funny because there's nothing alternative happening in it.
So, Winter Wonderland is the one in Hyde Park, famous, and that's like. Huge, isn't it? That's been going for a lot of years now.
Mm.
And they've got ice palaces and fairground rides.
And it's just super expensive.
Yeah, and stores and Glauvine that cost £8 a cup.
Yeah, because it's free to enter and that's how they get you in.
Yeah.
And then lots of people go on dates there.
Do they?
It's just awful. I hate it.
Yeah, it reminds me of my teenage years, which I don't want to go back to.
Okay. So this is the hipster alternative.
So this is the hipster alternative. So they've got stuff like Mexican wrestling-themed cabaret, a backyard cinema, and the pinnacle of all things hipster, mini golf.
Is it not very Christmassy, that, is it?
No, it's not.
It's probably Christmas themed. Probably got some tinsel around the clubs or something.
Yeah. That would surely, like, not be very good at helping you play golf, though. Tinsel on golf clubs.
Well, yeah, you say that, but, you know, it's mini crazy golf, so it doesn't really matter, does it? It's
no.
Just, everyone's just sort of playing it because, you know, it's hip.
Yeah, although saying that, the last time I went mini golfing, it was really fun. So
last time I went, it was an owl-themed mini-golf. And they got rid of the, you got clubs, but instead of balls, they give you an owl, a little baby owl.
This didn't happen.
They did. And you have to knock the owl.
A real owl?
Yeah. into the holes from a distance. And that's hipster, isn't it? And that's very popular. There's a lot of people queuing up. And then there's one where you can bring your own pet of your choice. So people took shrews there and little mice and mices. And someone had an ocelot.
If I had to take an animal to a mini golf to use as a club.
No, use as a ball.
Use as a ball.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop speaking then because I was going to say.
Yeah.
Baby giraffe.
Yeah, well, there is. Because
you just turn them upside down. That's pretty much a golf club, isn't it?
There is one of those.
Is there?
Yeah. Because you can choose your bat or your ball from a
variety. Okay.
A flamingo's a good bat as well.
Bat.
Club.
Yeah.
I used a bat.
As a ball or a club?
As a ball, ironically. It was weird. I use a seal as a club. Just that thing. So that is a place you can go there. Yeah, you take your own animals. What animal would you take to use as a ball in a hipster crazy golf animal ball replacement?
Probably sticking with the hipster theme, a pug.
That's a great choice.
Good shout, actually, the pug.
That's a great choice.
Because you'd fit in, but yet you can use something to your advantage that you're not particularly keen on.
Yeah. Okay, well, why don't you let us know what animal you take to a crazy golf place to use as a ball in a hipster theme?
Or a club.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with an animal.
Yeah, that's right. Have you got a final one, a quick one? Have you got anything quick for us?
They've got the Tate Modern have a late night thing sponsored by Uniqlo, the Japanese clothing company, where you can hang out after hours, discover art, film, music, talks and workshops. It's just happening this week. You can also, this edition also marks a 1 year of the initiative, and to celebrate, a band called Mount Kimby, who I've never heard of, are playing a free gig for 500 people in an area known as the Tanks.
Right.
The Tanks?
Yeah.
Is that part of the Tate Modern?
I assume so.
They've got military equipment.
They're just performing in a tank, which would be cool.
The Tate Modern have been building arms for years.
That's right. They've got nuclear capability now. You know, if you've ever seen the Tate Modern...
it's got chimneys.
You've got that chimney.
Yeah,
that is a launcher. That's what that is. But being hipster, it fires animals out the top.
And vegan produce.
There you go. Thank you very much for coming in, Alex.
My pleasure.
Very good to see you. Alex there, our work experience. Back to the photocopier with you.
I'll see you
there. It needs some new toner. He's rounding up the hipster nonsense. More work experience punditry tomorrow. No, there isn't, because I'm not here. But anyway, there will be. There would be if
the
I was.
Two mics are here tomorrow.
The two mics are in for us tomorrow. And here's a quick preview and clip from their programme.
Oh, hello. Two mics on Talk Radio. No, it's not. It's a Talk Sports, is it not? No, we're on Talk Radio today. No, you're right, but no.
Two mics there. Tomorrow from one.
I hate doing that. I've got work. I'm literally emailing them right now.
Yeah, that's right. Still to come on this programme, however. Many things, not least the big debate after the news at 3 o'clock. We will be talking Halloween. We will be bringing you a game of Dead or Alive on the programme as well later. That's between 3:30 and 4. Much to come. The news in haikus, all your reactions, so on and so forth. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with ReclaimInSpain.com. Wake up with a man who'll set you up for the day with a supersized breakfast of breaking news, entertaining views and talking point issues.
Join me, Paul Ross, for your morning fix of current affairs, entertainment, showbiz and opinion.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with ReclaimInSpain.com. If you're one of the thousands of UK residents who invested in Spanish property that was never built, we may be able to help you get your money back. Visit ReclaimInSpain.com to find out more.
A tenner doesn't go very far today, does it? Well, that's where you're wrong. At Tesco Mobile, it gets you a cracking 2 gigabytes on our £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack with 500 minutes and 5,000 texts, all without a contract. Try it. A tenner says you won't be disappointed. Oh, and there's loads more packs to choose from. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Rocket pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco Mobile or unlock phone. Minutes, text to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2015 Ford Transit Customs, from under £10,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
At Wickes, there's 15% off all tiles and flooring on top of existing offers, helping you do your project right. Ends Tuesday. Wickes, let's do it right.
What if you could get that winning feeling every single month? With NS&I's premium bonds, every month you could win tax-free prizes from £25 up to £1 million. And NS&I guarantees that every pound of your savings is 100% secure, because we're backed by HM Treasury. Who knew saving could be so exciting? Premium bonds at NS&I.com. Minimum initial investment £100. NS&I. Safer savings set you free.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters? They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters starts tonight, 10 p.m.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour MP suspended half of women victims of sexual harassment and tickets out facing jail.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says alleged derogatory remarks made by one of his MPs before he took office are unacceptable. The Labour MP suspended Jared O'Mara while an investigation is carried out. Paul Staines, a writer for the political blog Guido Fawkes, has told Talk Radio the decision comes after widespread calls for him to be suspended.
His attitude towards women in particular just really annoys the Labour MPs and the sisterhood. I mean, last night you had Lucy Powell, who is a centrist, and you had Lisa Nandy, who's on the left of the party. So both wings of the party joining Vince Cable from the Lib Dems yesterday, and obviously a rake of Tory MPs saying he should go.
A new poll suggests half of British women have been sexually harassed, while a third say that happened while at work. Hannah Price, the founder of Revolt Sexual Assault, has told Talk Radio she tries to confront people who've been inappropriate.
The casual sexual assault, the groping and things. I know there's been instances where it's happened to me and I've turned around and been like, you can't do that. That is sexual assault. And I've had one reaction where I've been laughed at, the other where someone became really aggressive and had to be removed by a bouncer.
A woman has told a court she despised her husband, who's on trial accused of trying to kill her. Emile Silliers, who's 37 and from Wiltshire, denies all the charges against him, including tampering with his wife's parachute before a jump. His now ex-partner Victoria told jurors she exaggerated to police how long he was in a room alone for with her shoes. Theresa May says she's confident leave negotiations with the EU will be completed in time for Parliament to vote on the deal. Brexit Secretary David Davis said earlier the Commons might not get a say until after the UK has left in March 2019. And a student lawyer could be jailed after admitting selling fake Justin Bieber concert tickets. Zainab Pervais defrauded victims after more than £7,000 worth of sales.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Thanks for bringing us the news.
Okay, can I do the weather right now? Hurry up.
Okay, yes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright for most weather. Today. Windy in Scotland. Yep. Showers in the northwest. Highs of 18 degrees.
Oh, okay, you're making a quick exit, aren't you?
I'm hungry.
What have you got? Why? What have you got for food? It's just left. Because She ate a burger, like, just before she came on air. And then she's got some cauliflower bites and some chips out there, calling her name. So she's going to guzzle those down now and then hopefully have cheered up in time for bonus news, which is on the way in around 25 minutes' time. Victoria, of course. The bulletins, as you'll have noticed, they're quite short, aren't they? We have to make the time up because she gets paid the same. So each and every day we bring you animal, vegetable or mineral news. Today we bring you vegetable news in 25 minutes. But now here's the sport with Ian Williams.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Ryan Brewster was the hero as England's under-17s reached the World Cup final in India. The Liverpool striker scored a hat-trick in the semi against Brazil. Former Southampton boss Claude Puel looks like he could be the next Leicester manager. It's understood the Frenchman's in advanced negotiations to replace Craig Shakespeare, who was sacked last week. Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino says the Premier League and Champions League are the two real trophies he's aiming to win. Spurs take on West Ham in the League Cup tonight, a game that's live on Talk Sport, and Pochettino says he'll have to rotate players.
They are not a machine, and our responsibility is to find when is the important period that the possibility to rest, I think, will be the key to arrive to the end of the season with the possibility to fight for different competitions.
And England will have skipper Dylan Hartley available for their autumn internationals after the Northampton hooker was cleared of striking an opponent. A disciplinary committee decided his yellow card in the Champions Cup loss to Clermont was sufficient punishment. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. That was pre-recorded, so that sport could be way out of date. Who knows? Anyway, still to come on the programme, here's what we've got. The big debate very shortly indeed. And then a special bonus for you, because I am off tomorrow and Friday. Feature we normally do on a Friday, where Cornelius, Con, hi Con,
hi,
goes in a lift and reads out all of the texts and tweets we get from the haters that we do get a lot of. He's going to be doing it a couple of days early. Don't worry, there's still plenty of it. We haven't, you know, just we've got lots of it in. But if you hate me or the show or anyone who works on it, why not get in touch with us? And Cornelius takes those. We don't block them, we don't report them, we don't delete them, put them in the bin or anything. Cornelius takes them, he reads them out from the lift here in the building at Talk Radio as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. It's a special midweek bonus version of it. I mean, I say that like it's a...
Yeah, it'll be
I'm bigging it up.
Okay, but it'll be the exact same as what it normally is on a Friday.
I'm bigging it up.
Well, that's fair. You should big up what's coming
up. I am. Along with a game of Dead or Alive in the last half an hour of the programme. Plus Halloween chat. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate's on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, hell, I've just checked. And the big debate's now. Labour MP at the centre of the sodomised Jamie Cullum with a piano gate scandal has been suspended from the party as of today as more allegations emerge over things he wrote online years ago. The latest to emerge is a music review that he wrote for the Arctic Monkeys, in which he suggested, how should we put this, that the dexterous fingers of the Monkeys guitarist be employed in something unbroadcastable that doesn't necessarily involve guitars. He appears to be obsessed with sexualizing musical instruments, as far as I can see, or indeed their players. First pianos, then guitars. Honestly, if anything emerges online that he wrote or said about blowing an oboe, then I imagine he's going to be hung from a lamppost in Parliament Square. Or go on to be President of the United States, given that his comments about grabbing cats was no barrier to him attaining office at all. Everyday sexism and objectifying women, it is starting to bring the powerful down. Jared O'Mara, he's the MP in question, as of this morning, had the whip withdrawn. although the fact that it was up there in the first place is surely testament to the depths of depravity to which this man is prepared to sink. On the line, listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon, is a Talk Radio listener. Greg's on the phone. Hello, Greg. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. Hi, Greg.
Good afternoon, John. Nice to be here.
Good afternoon. Big fan of your pastry shops. Now, Greg, this is the point, isn't it? You heard me say the word objectify there. You've taken the first bit of that word, and you've called in because of objects. You object to objects.
I severely disapprove to the subjective nature. I subjectively disapprove to referring to things as objects.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what is it? Let's be clear here. Is it specific objects, or is it just all objects that you object to?
I object to all objects.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, do you want to give me an example of one?
Well, I object to all objects. I mean, I'm currently standing in an entirely empty white room, familiar perhaps to anyone who's seen The Matrix, and they just stand in white rooms.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and that is what you are, technically your safe space, isn't it?
That's my safe space. Call me a snowflake, I care not.
A snowflake is an object, so...
Oh, you're right. Don't call me a snowflake.
Okay, all right. Greg, stay there for me. I want to bring in Clive on the other end of the yard. Clive, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you're listening to Greg there. He's in a white room. He doesn't like objects. He objects to objects. He wants to see the end of objects, make them all go, ban them perhaps. What do you make of it, Clive? Because you're of the pro-object lobby.
Yeah, I'm a self-confessed objectophile. I'm not ashamed to say it. I think they're excellent. Where would we be without them? And I think there are many possible explanations for such extreme views on seemingly inoffensive things like objects. Perhaps he was bullied by an object at school, I don't know.
Well, let's ask him. Greg, were you bullied by an object at school?
I was. No.
Right, well.
Cut me to the quick.
Then fair we are. I want to just, you know, this case, of course, this is a very recent case where a man in Dubai accidentally touched another man's object. And he was then imprisoned, but released now. He's back in the country. It's illegal to touch objects in Dubai. Greg, I suppose that would be the ideal place for you because they object to objects as well.
Yes, I think I've considered moving there. It's a touch hot, but I'm just wondering what the price of getting in a completely empty room would be.
Well, I think it's the problem you'd have, I think, is one of history in a way, because you've got to... The problem is, Greg, if you look at the history of objects, okay, they've been here for a long time. Sir Francis Drake famously brought objects back to Britain, didn't he, in the 17th century, as a gift for Queen Victoria. He brought potatoes, he brought tobacco, he brought objects. And until then, no one in Britain had an object, and never even seen an object, let alone touched one. And so,
halcyon days.
Well, halcyon days indeed. But since then, we have moved on, Clive, haven't we?
Well, of course we have, and think about all the industries surrounding the object industry in general now. The economy depends on it, especially in the likes of the manufacturing giants like Germany. We've kind of abandoned our manufacturing base here, but we still use objects in order for our service industry in the financial sector, which is probably our biggest thing. So objects very much necessary in the modern day.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, the question then is, of course, is what would you replace objects with? Greg, I suppose if you were to put objects beyond use, I mean, would you replace objects with things, for example? Are things acceptable to you?
A rose by any other name, John. As far as I'm concerned, I sit in my white room, and as soon as anything, be it animal, mineral, or vegetable, comes into the room, I eat it, and then I stay in that white room.
Right, well, if you eat it, you're eating an object. I mean, how do you justify that to people?
Well, I'm destroying it, John. I'm getting rid of it. And converting it into other matters.
Yeah, but when you've converted it into a matter, that when you expel that matter, technically in your white room, there is a brown object. So, what I'm saying is, by destroying objects, you're creating other objects.
Well, I'm afraid I have to tackle those things one at a time.
Really? Okay. Clive, you, I know, have, you've got a rescue object, haven't you, that you've nurtured from a young age?
Several.
Yeah, well, this is from the Homeless Object Trust. This is, of course, when people get objects, don't they? They get them for Christmas or something, and then they realise they've got no space for the object, so they throw them out, and then, you know, that's terrible, so people then, like yourself, you know, will go to these homeless object trusts and take them in and look after them. You know, where do you keep your objects, Clive? How do you look after it?
Well, the object you're talking about in particular is my skirt lead, which I'm very fond of, and I put that in a desk drawer.
Yes, which is very good, which is a nice thing to do, of course.
Yeah. I'd like to posit some theories as to why Mr. Gregg is so keen to get rid of objects.
Please do.
Theory number one, did he perchance find an unexpected cylindrical object in his daughter's sock drawer recently?
Oh, how do you know?
Well, hang on a minute. I mean, a cylindrical object in a sock drawer is just a sock. I mean, it's a cloth bag, but it's
the one I'm talking about.
No, never mind what you're talking about. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. But the point of whether or not we need more objects. Here's what we do. We do the maths, right? We do the math. How many objects, Greg? Yes or no?
No.
Clive, yes or no? Simple question, isn't it? How many objects?
Yes.
Well, the government have said 40,000 more objects by 2018. That was in the government's last manifesto. Now, it might mean, with Brexit, of course, that there is a delay in the free movement of objects between Europe and the UK. If that is a case, and a case obviously is an object, but if that is the case, what's the answer? I mean, you voted, presumably, Greg, for Obsit.
I did.
Yeah, but we were lied to, weren't we? We were told objects would cost money, and not all of them do. So we were lied to. Clive.
Yeah. Well,
Greg. No, wait a minute. Greg just called you a racist. What do you say to that?
I don't quite follow the logic there, and I deny all those allegations, I'm afraid.
What about bric-a-brac?
Oh, bric-a-brac, knick-knacks, anything. I think they're all fantastic. Obviously, there's real concerns over the... They don't want too many. They don't want an abundance of bric-a-brac, certainly not knick-knacks. But as long as you're creating more objects in which to keep the smaller objects, I think that's all fine.
Right. So what you're saying is it's sensible to take small objects, put them in a bigger object. That then really is just one object. What's wrong with that, Greg? Clive's onto something there, isn't he? If we took all objects, including your stools that you're talking about, and put them all in one big object, that's just one object, not lots of objects. Would you object to one object, or are you still going to object to smaller objects, even if we put all the small objects in a big object, which is quite difficult to object to?
I do object for this following reason. They did trials in Sweden.
Yes.
They took all the small objects and they put them inside of an elk.
Yes.
And do you know what happened to that elk? It died.
Yes, it did. That is true. They put all sorts. They put both brick and brack.
And then it had to be eaten in an elk.
What about the problem is that objects are expensive. Young people these days can't get onto the object ladder, of course. We've heard a lot about that recently. And people now, you know, the market for renting objects is what young people have to do. They're forced into it, Clive. If we removed objects, just playing the devil's avocado for a moment, if we removed objects, young people wouldn't struggle so much, would they?
Well, no. I happen to rent objects myself to the young folk of the day at a reasonable price, might I add. I know I could be charging more for those objects, but I've got a good Christian philosophy behind it, and I want to help these young folks out in getting on the object ladder, as you say. Mm. So, yeah, obviously there are people who exploit that market. I can't be denied. Perhaps more legislation should be introduced.
And just on a final point, how's your skirt lead doing now? Is it all right?
It requires more regular dusting than ever, but it's browning slightly, but it still works.
All right, there we go. That's Clive there. He's looking after a homeless object. It's a skirt lead. He's got it in a drawer. Clive and Greg, we're coming to the end of the debate, really. Greg, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Matter.
Thank you, Clive.
Churchill.
Good. Do we need objects? That is the question. I mean, if you look around now, you could probably see some bric-a-brac, knick-knacks, that kind of thing. Do we need them? I mean, look around. Do we need objects? Why? What should we put all the small objects in a big object, just so it's one object? Do you object to that? I don't know. Let us know what you think. We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got smoked salmon platters and the Munch Bunch. Why do we need objects? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with our spoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts Tuesday, 9 p.m.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/eu/pro.
18+ begamblerware.org. Introducing the new sports betting experience at Mr. Green. Including new site layout, navigation and stats on the big events. Experience it for yourself by joining Mr. Green Sports today. Looking for a bet? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can bet your dollar down on Mr. Green.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, buy two or more Meyer or Minerva solid surface kitchen worktops and receive a 430-watt dual-base random orbit sander free. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in South Yorkshire, we have slow traffic due to an earlier lorry having its tyre changed. That's on the M18 southbound. That's between Junction 5 and Junction 4 around West Moor. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down lorry. It's on the M6 southbound between Junction 9 and Junction 8 for the M5. And elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed, slow traffic due to a spillage and a broken down lorry. It's on the M6 northbound between Junction 6 and Junction 7 around Great Bar. I'm Sammy Jolo.
It's time to bump up your mobile. If you've got the phone, Plusnet have this amazing new £5 deal. 1.5 gig of data, 500 minutes, 1,000 texts, £5 a month. Wonder if I can pump up this pot plant. Wow! Pick up this SIM-only plan today. Visit plus.net/mobile. Plusnet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and text. Selected countries only. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract. Offer ends 26th of October. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, indeed. Now, you might well be talking, but you also might be sending hate around the internet, because that's what people do these days. Isn't it? If you hate this show, this is the feature for you. Now, normally we do this on a Friday where we round up a week's worth of hatred and abuse that we get from people online or on the text and so on and so forth. And we don't ignore it. We don't block it. We give it to Con, who takes it to the lift and reads it out loud from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. It's only Wednesday, but still loads have come in now. We're not here for the rest of the week. We're kind of days off and stuff. So we thought we'd hop it forward for you. Con should be in the lift. Why is he in the lift? Because the hater's gonna hate. And he should be able to hear me, actually. Cornelius, are you there? Can you hear me, Cornelius?
Yes, hello, John. Hi there. Here I am in the lift. I've changed the radio away from Virgin Radio to this.
Go on.
Wow.
What's that?
It's Soul Alkalige. Let's begin.
Great.
Press the buttons. Okay. At Talk Radio, this is from at Bullfrog142. Paul Ross, excellent. JHB, entertaining, even if nuts. John Bloody Holmes and his idiot mate, awful. Straight back to Five Live from Paul K on Twitter. Do Talk Radio put John Holmes on their schedule to make all their other shows seem better by comparison, was a tweet from someone called Sandy. Yes. This is amateur radio at its worst, said its anonymous text. He must be a big fan of amateur radio to have listened to all of it. John Holmes's show on Talk Radio is clearly the one that tries the hardest to be entertaining and interesting, but hilariously is the one that's also the least entertaining and interesting, Stephen on Twitter said. Are the two mics on yet? Was a text that we got just not long ago when we mentioned that they will be doing this show tomorrow.
Right.
The John Holmes show on Talk Radio is single-handedly keeping the British earplug industry in business, said Snapper on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Con, you're so irritating. I can see why your girlfriend left you, said Max. That's so nice, isn't it? Hi there, would you like to read this out? Just, it was an insult we got into John Holmes's show.
No.
Okay, no problem. John, can you sod off on holiday already? Was another anonymous text. Back to you in the studio,
Thank
John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius, there. The haters got it. All right, if you hate me and the show or one or the other or anyone who works on it, then please do let us know. You can feature in next week's edition of Con Descending. 87222 is the number.
State your message with a word.
That's
talk.
Radio on Twitter.
State your message with some hate.
All right. Cornelius making his way back to the studio now. While he does that, a lot of news going on, of course. We've been talking about much of it. The latest updates from Prime Minister's Questions, of course. That's on a Wednesday afternoon. A woman was the only passenger on a holiday jet and got a personalised service all the way to Greece. That's making the news this afternoon. Labour have suspended that MP, Jared O'Mara, over online comments he's made over the past 14 years or so. Growth figures raise the chances of rate rise. That's in the news as well. And half of women sexually harassed at work as well, although it doesn't say which half of them, top or bottom, I don't know. Anyway, the news is all very complicated, isn't it, Marta?
I can't get my head around it.
It's all right, we're here to help. We analyse the news on this programme using Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Katy Perry cry, she's wedding, who cares, busted, did that years ago.
The news! In haikus, Cornelius is back in the studio now.
Hi, everyone.
Who was that in the lift who refused to read that out?
I can't remember his name.
Right.
Well, I think I have an inkling.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does in this company, but he's quite high up.
Oh.
To the point where I definitely should know his name.
Yeah.
If I'd have to guess...
Yeah.
I don't know if this is just a name I heard. Bill Ridley, but I don't know what he does.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, there he was in a lift with Cornelius there. What were we going to talk about? Oh, I remember.
Oh, this story.
That's
have you
right.
seen this?
This is the news this afternoon.
So, Halloween, neighbours have called 911 in America over someone who's gone so serious with their Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
They've made a zombie car crash scene with blood-spattered bodies.
Wow.
And it's just in their, front yard. Let's have a look at that
picture. Oh, that's going to town, isn't it? So that's someone crushed against a tree by a crashed car as well. They've really sort of set up a...
I mean, obviously you can't put that in your front...
It looks like a genuine car accident.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, I know.
And the zombies in it.
I know. Oh, and there's, other extra bodies.
strewn across the floor. It's like something from Fort Park or something.
Well, that's the point, is that everyone goes to town now, don't they, on this... On Halloween, right? Mm. Everyone tries to outdo everyone else. It's become the new Christmas decorations on the outside of your house.
Yeah.
People are trying to outdo each other. But you're absolutely right. If you go to somewhere, like and theme parks, Thought Park, like, do it all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I've been to, years ago I went to a theme park, because they have the scare mazes.
Yes, they do.
Which we've sort of done fairly recently on a show. We did a scare experience, didn't we?
We did, for a film release.
Yeah. I can't remember that film.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went on to their Thought Park Fright Nights, went into one of these mazes, and I don't get particularly scared by them, but when you go in a row of six.
Yeah.
And you have to put your arms on the guy's shoulders in front of you.
Right.
And sort of walk around with sort of like a conga, but with the arms on the shoulders.
Yeah. Do they play the conga music? Because that would take the edge off.
Yeah, no, they don't. They play scary music, John. Yeah. The guy who was behind me is a man now who I don't really speak with. He's a nice guy, but is a bit of a Danny Dyer-esque figure. He fancies himself as a proper football hooli.
Right, oh, okay. Well,
I won't say which team, because they lost quite embarrassingly to Bristol City last night.
Okay.
Anyway, he was behind me.
Yeah.
And the most scariest thing of the whole experience for me was how crushed my shoulders were getting, because he was so scared. He was squeezing them so much. I was going, And so it's pretty...
They are quite intense, those things, right? The Thought Park one, they do that... they've got a Walking Dead one.
Have they?
For this year. So you know the Walking Dead, with the you mentioned zombies there.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got this whole Walking Dead experience thing, and it's got, but it's people dressed as zombies. And what I mean is they really go and put the effort in, right? And it's like proper film-level makeup and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's designed to be scary, you're absolutely right, those mazy things, when you know things are going to jump out, don't you, and they're going to get you. And they're
horrible stuff. I don't know why people do it, really.
Because it's fun, Cornelius! It's Halloween fun. But it's amazing how much it's taken off over here when it was an American thing. And now all the places do it. But if you want to be scared, that's where either go to that person's front yard.
In
America. Or, I don't know, Thought Park this way, I don't know. Just be scared by that. Anyway, look, time is upon us.
Oh, yeah, the time.
Look at that. Because Victoria, speaking of scary, Victoria's got a frightening face on her today. It's a bit late for the news, and she always gives me a hard stare.
It was a combination of being late for the news and also lunch being dropped on the floor.
That's right. It didn't please you, that, did it? Have you thought about maybe Thought Park just standing around, you know, just scaring people as they go in?
No.
Okay, that's a thought. Anyway, so this is Talk Radio with the Victoria-born scare experience. She will have bonus news for you very shortly indeed. She will be bringing you the actual news momentarily. And don't forget, we've got a game of Dead or Alive on the way in the last half an hour of the programme. It's Talk Radio, though, on a Wednesday afternoon. Here's Victoria.
Talk Radio.
MPs are welcoming Labour's decision to suspend Jared O'Mara over claims of sexist behaviour. The member for Sheffield Hallam is facing a string of allegations about old social media posts, and he's denied making offensive comments to a woman he met on a dating app. He's had the whip withdrawn from his party. The Prime Minister has been asked for her response in the Commons.
All of us in this house should have due care and attention to the way in which we refer to other people and should show women in public life the respect that they deserve.
More than half of women in Britain say they've been sexually harassed at some point in their lives. A poll suggests a third have been victims at work. A woman whose husband is accused of trying to murder her has told a court she exaggerated about his actions to get her own back after he deceived her. Emile Silliers, aged 37, denies the charges, which allege he tampered with her parachute before a jump and messed with the gas supply at their home in Wiltshire. The Brexit secretary says negotiations on leaving the EU are expected to go on up until the last minute of the final day before Britain quits. But Theresa May insists MPs will get to vote on the deal. And Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is going to appear on a celebrity edition of Channel 4's Gogglebox a week on Friday. It's to raise money for Stand Up to Cancer. The weather: rain in Wales spreading into northern England tonight. Blustery showers continuing in northern Scotland. Lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow dry for most. Some drizzle in northern England and showers hours in the far north of Scotland, highs of 17. There's more news in just under half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time, of course it is, regular listener will know this, for Victoria's bonus news. Now, Victoria's bulletins are smaller than they were. Noticeably so. And so she must make the time up because she gets paid the same, don't you?
The right decision.
That's the right decision.
Thanks for agreeing with me, Jim.
Well, I was just sort of quoting. And therefore, the time is made up using things that are in the news that didn't make the news because of the space available. Animal, vegetable, mineral, that covers everything off. We do it on consecutive days. And today we bring you Victoria's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Today, the Talk Radio office has been hit with tragedy, or at least my vegetable stir fry landing on the carpet.
That's not news.
Why?
When you say the Talk Radio office, it's literally your desk has been hit by tragedy.
Technically, it's the Talk Sport office, isn't it?
Oh, who cares?
Because the Talk Radio has a little bubble on the side.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, I spent a good 20 minutes getting the stir fry ready before work this morning.
20 minutes to make a stir fry?
No, like, because they're boiling the kettle and then boiling the rice, getting the veg ready.
This isn't news.
Heating up garlic and chilli and soy sauce and all that stuff. Yeah.
And you brought it here?
And I brought it here.
In Tupperware?
In a pink Tupperware, my lunchbox.
Right.
And then I heated it up for 3.5 minutes. It was piping hot.
Yeah.
It took ages to get the cutlery, because we have a shortage here.
Yeah.
And
I normally just go to the floor below and steal theirs.
I mean, I couldn't be bothered to do that. I washed it up. Anyway, I'm feeling happy.
Yeah.
I'm about to have my hunger craving satisfied.
Yeah.
And then I trip up.
You tripped up?
And then it went flying, and almost all of it, apart from a few grains of rice, on the carpet.
Did you have to clear it up as well?
Yeah. I had a dustpan and brush.
Wow.
And then Andy Jacobs from TalkSport took a picture.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what he's done with that.
Well, it's the first time he's made me laugh.
Yeah, anyway, so this has prompted me to have to pay to have food delivered, but it's been expensive and a bit stingy. But I did eat all of it, apart from the brownie, saving that, and I've put on my comfy trousers.
Have you?
That was me pinging the waistband.
Let's hear it again. I like the way you've had so much lunch, you've had to put on some comfy trousers.
Maternity trousers.
They're not maternity trousers.
In the middle of the day. Have you got a food baby?
Yes.
Well, that's the lead story on Vegetable News. Where,
Vegetable yeah. News.
Where could we possibly go from that?
Well, another health story using cucumbers. Do you remember the last one?
Oh, my God.
It's not like that.
Oh.
So there's apparently a breakthrough Alzheimer's jab, which has been derived from a virus that affects cucumbers.
Okay.
And it's been hailed by scientists. So apparently it's a cucumber mosaic virus, which often causes lumps to appear on the green vegetable. And the bizarre technique...
Hang on. Music's finished.
Are you going to hurry up or what?
Yeah, well, it's just run out, so I'm just going
to... You don't have to rewind it. You just had to press a button.
Yeah. Just rewind.
Why are you being so slow?
Just waiting for the button to queue up.
That's not a thing.
I'll press another button.
What was that noise? Was it someone's stomach?
Was it yours?
No, it wasn't mine. I'm satisfied.
I think it was John's.
It might have been mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only eat like a tiny egg... cup full of soup a day.
That's why I ate there.
Hurry up.
And I licked your rice off the carpet.
It's really disgusting.
Vegetable news.
Yeah, it was.
Not a euphemism. Anyway, the bizarre technique, which is the existing tetanus vaccine, works on mice. And I've got another story.
I like how when you put in, as a journalist, when putting news together, you've prioritised as the top story, you not eating lunch, over a cure for Alzheimer's.
I've got to think about what the listeners will be interested in.
Well. Wow. See how the news gathering operation works around here. Right, what's the next story?
And finally...
Yeah?
Vegetable news.
A potato shortage in New Zealand has prompted warnings of a crisp crisis, or as they call it down under, a chipocalypse.
Chipocalypse.
Yeah,
good.
It's a hashtag. So fears are growing of a potato geddon after 30%.
That doesn't work.
Many are there.
Chipocalypse and potato geddon.
That's it. Apparently, 30% of the potato crop down there has been hit by heavy rains, and they're blaming climate change.
Right.
The end.
Well, there was Victoria with
vegetable news.
That's right. And as we said, note the order in which those stories appeared in the bulletin.
Which one did you find more interesting?
It was definitely your dinner.
There you go.
Yeah, lunch. All right, fine. Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, still to come on the programme then. Before 4 o'clock. By the way, 4 o'clock, Sam Delaney's off today. George Galloway, the mighty George Galloway, will be sitting in. He'll be here from four with Drive for you. We will be back after traffic and travel with this week's game of Dead or Alive. A list of things, many things, but are they dead or alive? Figure it out next on Talk Radio. In the afternoon.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
The nominations are in for the Sunday Times Sports Women of the Year Awards 2017. And the ceremony is live this Thursday night from 8 on Sky Sports Main Event. Listen to Hawksby and Jacobs all this week from 1 on Talk Sport as they discuss the amazing careers and incredible achievements of each of the nominees. Sports Women of the Year with Hawksby and Jacobs all this week from 1 on Talk Sport with the Sunday Times Sports Women of the Year Awards 2017. Live this Thursday night from 8 on Sky Sports Main Event.
Switzerland was fun then.
Oh, wonderful. I even learned how to yodel.
Good one. Had to ask. I could be McDonald's right now enjoying a Swiss stack instead of listening to this racket. Two 100% British and Irish beef burgers, Beechwood smoked bacon and Emmental cheese sauce.
So what do you think?
Sounds delicious.
Sometimes a taste is all you need. Try the Swiss stack with Emmental cheese sauce. Around until Tuesday. One of the great tastes of the world, now at McDonald's. Available after 10:30 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
There's no need to scream and shout if your plumbing's gone right up the spout.
There's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Think you can spot a great deal? Then get down to the big spot sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer. Hit the sweet spot with amazing offers on approved used Vauxhalls, including the award-winning Astra and the extraordinary Mokka X, all with spot-on extras, like 1 year's roadside assist and 1 year's warranty. The big spot sale from Network Q at your local Vauxhall retailer between the 20th and 30th of October. Down spot. Offers available on selected models at participating retailers.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade Half a Million Giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Link Cumbria, we have one lane closed due to an accident on the M6 that's southbound between Junction 36 and Junction 35 for Carnforth. Elsewhere in South Yorkshire, we have slow traffic due to an earlier lorry having its tyre changed from the M18 southbound. That's between Junction 5 and Junction 4 for Westmoor. And elsewhere in the West Midlands, still seeing one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down lorry. It's on the M6 southbound between Junction 9 and Junction 8 around the M5. I'm Sammy Jolo.
It's time to pump up your mobile. If you've got the phone, Plusnet have this amazing new £5 deal. 1.5 gig of data, 500 minutes, 1,000 texts, £5 a month. Wonder if I can pump up this pot plant. Wow! Pick up this SIM-only plan today. Visit plus.net/mobile. Plusnet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and text. Selected countries only. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract. Offer ends 26th of October. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, the breaking news for you, actually. There is breaking news this afternoon, and it is that the rock and roll legend Fats Domino has died. Ain't that a shame? It's one of his...
Ain't that a shame? Yeah, but it's ain't it a shame.
It isn't. It's ain't that a shame. Ain't that a shame?
I think the song's called Ain't It a Shame. Oh.
Well, it's a shame, whatever it's called, isn't it? So, anyway, that's breaking news for you. 89 years old, though.
Oh, no, it is Ain't That a Shame.
Thank you!
Sky News got it wrong.
Well, and I got it right. And what does that tell you? That I'm a better news source than Sky News. That's what that tells you. And there's your proof right there. Sky News getting it wrong. Name one of his other hits. Don't look it up.
Blueberry
you
Hill?
Just looked it up.
Unless Sky News got that one wrong as well.
No, they're right about that. It is Blueberry
Hill. Oh, okay.
And it's famously where he found his thrill.
Uh-huh.
On Blueberry Hill. Anyway, that's it brings us sort of awkwardly to today's game. Quiz with bad, awful timing. It is a game, but there's no time to prepare anything else. It is a game of dead or alive from a list of things, not including Fats Domino because he was still alive when we wrote it.
You want to borrow my pen?
Are the things on the list dead? Are they dead? Or are they?
Sky News have corrected it now.
Oh, just right, good, yeah. They do listen to this.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, yeah. You know when you see Kay Burley on Sky News in the afternoon?
Yeah.
She's wearing an earpiece.
Yeah.
You think she's talking to the gallery or they're talking to her, but no, she's listening to this to get her news source. A moment ago, I just saw it on the Sky... You know they have that big Sky News wall?
Yeah.
She was reporting on Victoria dropping her lunch on the carpet, so they get all their news from us. The game of Dead or Alive. Lila. Is it Lila? Hello, Lila, on the phone. Hello, Lila.
Hello.
Lila.
Hello.
Lila.
Hi. That is me.
Yes. How are you, Lila?
I am well. How are you?
I'm all right, yes. Good. Fine, thanks. Yeah. Good chat.
Great. Great.
What do you do, Lila, and where do you do that thing?
I am a student in London.
Student in London. What do you study?
Music.
Oh, well, you know, Fats Domino's died.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I This is the first I've heard.
Yeah, sorry to break it to you in that way, but that has, that's just happened. Very influential, of course, on the world of rock and roll back in the 1950s and so forth, as I'm sure you know, as a music student. But he's died at 89 this afternoon. It is a game of dead or alive. He doesn't feature in it, but because now I would have given the answer now, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, you've got a list of things, Lila. All you have to do is try to figure out whether those things are dead or alive, okay?
Excellent.
What, by the way, just before we play, what sort of music, as a music student, what sort of music do you listen to, Lila? What's your thing?
I'm a folk singer-songwriter.
Are you?
Mm. Yes.
How interesting. And how long have you been a folk singer-songwriter?
About a couple of years.
All right. And what got you?
Not long.
All right. Do you put your finger in your ear when singing?
No.
Oh, that's a folk singing tradition, though, isn't it, when you do that? Is that another thing?
I've never come across that.
Have you not?
That one before, no.
Do you ever do you ever busk? Do you ever perform in the street?
Oh, I've wanted to start busking for ages, but you need to get an amp that's battery powered.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. It's a faff.
Yeah, it is a faff. Mm. You were you asking her that question, Cornelius? Because
I thought you might be able to come in and play some songs for us in our busker session.
What we do on a Friday, Lila, you see, we have live music on the programme on a Friday afternoon, where we literally quite often drag buskers, performers, musicians in off the streets and put them in the studio, and then they serenade us
That's
into the weekend
amazing.
With music. And so I was going to invite you, extend the invitation, Lila.
Oh, I'd love to come on.
There you go.
There we go. Talk to Marta after this.
We've got electricity here, so you could bring a plug-in amp as well.
Yeah.
If you needed it.
Amazing.
There you
but
go.
But you can't get any of these answers wrong if you want to do that.
Yeah, that's your prize.
Oh, God. The pressure is on.
Yeah, so stay on the line afterwards, and we'll get you. Marta will sort of produce a Marta there. She'll sort it out, and we'll get you on the show, Lila.
Amazing.
How exciting
you.
Is that? Yeah. All right, well, look, here's a list of things. Are they dead or alive? Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go, then. First one. Cornelius is keeping score, by the way. Labour MP Jared O'Mara's whip. Dead or alive?
Alive?
No, dead, I'm afraid.
Dead.
Not a great start. But he's the Labour MP, embroiled now in a scandal whereby he would post unpalatable things online years ago, but it's come back to haunt him. Now he's a Labour MP. He's been suspended from the Labour Party, and Jeremy Corbyn has removed the whip from him, so while an investigation is taking place. So I'm afraid you didn't get that one right, but anyway, here's question two. Dead or alive, my sister, when we were growing up, my sister had a chinchilla. Her daughter has recently, but her daughter has got a chinchilla, but is that chinchilla dead or alive?
Hang on a moment. Is this your sister's chinchilla from when you were a child?
No. That's the tricky part, you see. It's not the same chinchilla.
It's a different chinchilla.
Is it dead or alive?
Alive.
It is alive, yeah. My sister's daughter, my niece's chinchilla. Yeah, that's right. The chances of Jamie Harron congering back to Dubai for his summer holidays next year. Now, Jamie Harron, of course, is the gentleman who was imprisoned for 3 months in Dubai for accidentally touching another man's hip. He's been released. He's back in Britain. What are the chances of him going back for his summer holidays next year?
Dead as a doorknob.
I would think so. No, he didn't touch him there, just the hip. But he's probably not going back to Dubai. You're right about that. President John F. Kennedy. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes. However, as we learned earlier in the show today, the files concerning his assassination are going to be released tomorrow, Lila.
Are they?
Yes, they are. 25 years after the 1992 commission that said they should be sealed for 25 years. And the remaining files, Donald Trump has said that they will be released tomorrow. We don't know what they hold. We were speaking to an expert earlier. He says there's no smoking gun. Well, there wouldn't be. That was in the book depository. But there's no metaphorical smoking gun. He says it's just going to be about whether or not the CIA were planning to invade Cuba and maybe assassinate Castro. There'll be stuff in there, but it might not be as exciting as we all think. But anyway, John F. Kennedy despite the conspiracies, remains dead. You get the point. Billy yeah. Joel, Billy Piano Man Joel's fertility, Billy Joel's fertility, dead or alive?
I'm going to go dead.
No, alive, because his current wife has just had a baby. He's just had a baby. He's 68 years old, but it all still works, Lila.
Wow.
That's what we know.
Yikes.
He very much started that fire and keeps it burning. I think it's
impressive.
Fair. It's fair to
Great.
Say. Yeah, 68.
Good
yeah. for him. Yeah. Dead or alive, my great auntie Sylvie.
Alive?
Yes!
Yay!
Yes, she is alive. Weekly update, really. She is in a home near Nuneaton in Warwickshire, home of the bowling alley siege. And
Is it a good home?
It is a good case care home. They look after her very well, yeah. She's lost control over all of her faculties. Doesn't recognise any members of the family. But she is still there. Drinks from a sippy cup. But she is alive. She's 96. So that's good news, isn't it?
96.
96, like, I don't know. Dead or alive? The Hills. The Hills.
Absolutely alive.
With the Sound of Music.
Absolutely.
As a music student, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Sadly, on this occasion, I'm afraid the Hills are dead. It's not the Hills in the Sound of Music. It's the Hills who were a family. Three generations of them lived down the road from my parents when I was growing up. They were all wiped out in a tragic slip and slide accident in 2003. So no points for that. Finally, dead or alive, how a-ha dream themselves? Dead or alive?
Dream themselves.
How Aha, the band Aha, the Norwegian yeah. songmeisters Aha, how they dream
yeah.
how they dream themselves.
Dream themselves alive?
Let's find out.
I dream myself alive.
Is the right answer.
Yay.
Is the right answer. Cornelius. That's Lila. She's a music student. She's in London. She's gonna come in and perform live for us in the forthcoming weeks. What
Amazing.
Did she get? What did she score?
Six.
You got six. Well done, Lila.
Six.
Yeah, well done. Good work. Lila there, playing this week's edition of Dead or Alive. 5-4. Tour Radio in the afternoons. George Galloway is with us next. He's with us now to tell us what's coming up on the programme. Good afternoon, George. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. Aha, I knew the answer to that
question.
Did you?
Are you an Aha fan?
Well, kind of was back
then. Were you really?
Let's draw a veil over that.
Fair enough.
Norwegian pop music.
Indeed.
It's not exactly a big mine, is it? But we're talking about this very vexatious and vexed question of the Labour MP who's been suspended from the party and had the whip withdrawn for what seems to be juvenile rudeness and vulgarity, really.
Yeah.
He didn't actually put his hand on anybody like President George H. Bush, aged 93, in a wheelchair with his wife standing beside him, which an actress has now claimed George Bush Sr. did just this year. Patted her on the backside. Apparently, she's never got over it, and
it is,
has decided to come clean.
Mentioned yesterday, all walks of life now. It seems that this is
indeed
sort of prevalent.
93-year-olds in wheelchairs. So, I mean, something about men, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
A sense of entitlement that because you are a man, because you are a powerful man, you can abuse other people's personal space.
Yeah.
But looking wider and deeper, because of course. Do we want a parliament of sanitised saints?
Everyone's got a past. And the problem with the internet, of course, it still lives
there. It's still there.
And so it's not hard to dig stuff up.
I'm going to run through some of the historical figures whose personal lives I happen to know. They're all dead, of course.
Yeah,
don't get
so
nervous.
You can say what you like.
and wonder if parliament would have been the better or the worse without them.
Okay.
And if there had been social media, of course, they'd have been hunted out.
Yeah.
And as for those who grab people by the genitalia, we'll be talking, of course, about Donald Trump, whose congressmen and senators are now jumping ship for the surely feel that it's sinking.
Indeed.
And Brexit, too, which just doesn't go away.
It's here to stay.
Yeah. Who speaks for the government, Theresa May or David Davis? We'll be asking.
There we go. George Galloway with you next on Talk Radio. So do stay tuned for that. We're back on Monday. The two mics are with you Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow and Friday. We're back Monday, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.